country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
In court to keep bomb plot suspects in jail.
Police are working round the clock, looking for evidence and building their cases.
Hezbollah leads Lebanon reconstruction and a major move against drunk driving.
Perhaps the largest enforcement crackdown ever.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. A closed court hearing's underway in London as British investigators try to convince a judge the airliner bomb plot suspects picked up last week should be kept in jail.
I'm Larry Miller in London. Police are arguing in court that 23 suspects arrested in connection with the alleged airline bomb plot should be kept in jail and continue to be interrogated. But to get the judge to agree, they have to provide enough evidence to justify that. Scotland Yard told me it'll be a long day in court, with cases against each of the suspects heard individually. Even if the judge agrees to continue detention, the police can only hold the suspects 3 more weeks without charging them.
This is Jim Shenaby in New York. How long before security checks at the airport are truly effective? Many technologies are already available for checking carry-on bags. There are even machines that can find explosives under a person's clothing. But experts say it'll likely be years before we can detect liquid bombs. A retired Homeland Security manager telling USA Today part of the blame goes to shortfalls in research funding and bureaucratic infighting. Reporting live, Jim Shenaby, CBS News.
Well, diplomatic efforts are underway in Beirut aimed at getting an international peacekeeping force into Lebanon. Israeli troops are continuing their pullback, and Lebanese are returning to their shattered homes. Taking the lead in reconstruction, Hezbollah, the organization Israel wanted to crush. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi reports from Beirut.
People are not seen as the bad guys who started the war. They're seen as the people who won the war, gave honor to the Arabs, and are now going to rebuild for their own people. The end result of all of this has been a mighty rise in the status of Hezbollah, and by extension, Iran, because they are Hezbollah sponsors and everyone here knows it.
I'm Robert Berger, live in Jerusalem. Israel's army chief says Israeli troops could remain in South Lebanon for months. He was responding to intelligence assessments that it could take months for 15,000 international troops to arrive. Until they do, Israeli forces are staying put. It was a backtrack from yesterday when the army chief said Israeli troops would be out of Lebanon in 10 days.
A car bomb explosion in central Baghdad's left 8 people dead. In Iraq's second largest city, Basra, dozens of gunmen attacked government offices in apparent revenge for the killing of a tribal leader yesterday. As Iraq inches closer to all-out civil war, Pentagon strategists have begun a quiet re-examination of military tactics in Iraq and Afghanistan. With details, let's go live to CBS News correspondent Chris Mavridis.
Nick, Pentagon brass have ordered 2 secret studies to pinpoint military failures in Iraq and Afghanistan. Published reports say the studies already made some findings, like how soldiers in Iraq use too much force when conducting operations in civilian areas, or suggesting U.S. commanders took too long to establish working relationships with local allies. All the findings are due out this fall. One insider says it won't be pretty. Nick?
Well, the summer driving season rolls toward its climax over the next couple of weeks, prompting what federal officials are calling the biggest crackdown on drunk driving in U.S. history. As CBS News correspondent Dan Revive reports, it's a deadly problem.
State by state, the death toll from drunk driving, a grim tally of numbers being released today by federal officials who feel the numbers are stubbornly high. About 50 Americans every day die in vehicle crashes related to drinking. The officials will announce plans for sobriety checkpoints in all 50 states starting this Friday, the second half of August through Labor Day, one of the worst periods for highway deaths. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Well, 2 men have been picked up in Washington on gun charges after allegedly firing shots from an SUV 2 blocks from the White House. Eric Zarin is with the Secret Service.
Upon approaching the vehicle, the uniformed officer in plain sight saw some spent shell casings inside the vehicle. Subsequent search of that vehicle uncovered a firearm, a handgun.
Now, there are reports one of the men is Lonnie Baxter, who used to play for the NBA's Charlotte Bobcats. The Secret Service says that was the name the suspects gave, but haven't confirmed it's the basketball player. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
This hour brought to you by McStain Homes. I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Good morning. Several people in Colorado have been arrested as part of a nationwide heroin bust.
In Denver, 6, Charleston, 10, and Charlotte, 8. And these are just examples.
Assistant Attorney General Alice Fisher saying about half of the 138 people arrested in 15 cities were illegal immigrants. Agents seized $3 million worth of black tar heroin, the type produced in Mexico. Agents say the ring preyed on recovering addicts and even offered home delivery. A fire south of Casper, Wyoming has grown to some 8,000 acres and is threatening several subdivisions there. Hundreds of firefighters are now on scene.
We're getting a lot of help from several different directions. The federal government, firefighters are starting to arrive. They're getting hotshot crews, type 1, type 2 teams. We have had some help from the air with both helicopter and fixed-wing airdrops.
That's Matt Trott, shift commander of the city of Casper Fire Department. The fire has burned at least 8,000 acres. Officials say one cabin has burned, but no year-round residents have burned so far. There have been no injuries. Hundreds of residents have been evacuated. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And so far this morning, highways overall in pretty great shape. A little busier for southbound I-25 and that trip in from Thornton and Norkland and the drive across downtown. But we've got big problems if you're trying to get down into the Denver Tech Center. Had an accident moments ago southbound I-25 at Arapahoe Road, just after Arapahoe. And they are blocking up 4 of 5 lanes there, only that far right lane getting through. Now, the backup so far, not too bad. Just a little slow on the approach, but that's going to quickly back up here over the next couple of minutes. So give yourself a little extra time if you have to work yourself down through the Denver Tech Center. And a little bit of good news through T-Rex is that Evans on-ramp getting on the northbound I-25 now open. It is completed. Go ahead and use that this morning. If you are headed out to DIA, your security wait time right now, about 5 minutes. Weather for today, partly cloudy, might...
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our confidence. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I want some of what you had.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I slept okay last night. All right, there is a lot to talk about this morning, and it's one of the challenges of doing this in the morning time is trying to squeeze everything in. And I always get emails from people saying, well, wait a minute, how come you didn't do this and how come you didn't do that? And basically what it amounts to is you just run out of time. You know, I'm wondering about something here this morning, and I'll give you the phone number, 303-713-7600. I'm wondering something this morning about how really conservative or how really right-wing you think this state actually is. And the reason I ask that question is because Janet Rollin, who is Bob Beaupre's pick for lieutenant governor, has made what I consider to be some really, I mean, just, you know, out there statements about gays and lesbians. Rollins' comments came in March during a Colorado State of Mind, a Rocky Mountain PBS public affairs show, during a discussion on gay marriage. She said homosexuality is an alternative lifestyle. That doesn't make it marriage. And, all right, I understand there are people out there who feel that way, and that's okay. I mean, I don't agree with them. And I made it clear many times on the air here that I don't think that gays and lesbians should be treated as second-class citizens and that limiting their rights is just inherently not fair. But then she goes on to say, for some, bestiality is an alternative lifestyle. Do we allow a man to marry a sheep? At some point, we have to draw a line. Does anybody find that to be extreme? I mean, that is like the most extreme, and it reminds you of Jim Welker, who is from Loveland, who is not running for re-election. And that's kind of stuff that he used to say. Now, she's apologizing for this. She said, look, you know, I said that I regret saying I'm sorry. I made the statement. You know, here's her apology.
It's a comment that I regret making. I'm certainly sorry to have made the comment. And in the real world, after people apologize, we move on.
All right. Is that true? But see, there's more to her than just this. She filled out a questionnaire for a Christian group's candidate questionnaire when she was running for Mesa County Commissioner. Listen to some of these responses. What is your position regarding President Bush's faith-based initiatives? I fully support it. I introduce faith-based programs in the Department of Human Services. Do you believe that creationism should be taught in our schools along with the theory of evolution or just one? Either, both, or neither. All religions are welcome in schools except Christianity. This is wrong. You know, here goes this whole thing again about how Christians are 85% of the population, yet, oh boy, they're oppressed. How can you be in the majority and be oppressed? What do you mean Christianity is not welcome in the schools? And then how about this one? How do you feel about the issue of separation of church and state? Listen to what Janet Rowland says about this, how she answers this. It's not in the Constitution. We should have freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. And that comes from the testimony, Western Colorado's Christian Chronicles. Now, these are pretty extreme right-wing positions. Progress Now, Michael Huttner, the director of ProgressNow.org, yesterday likened Rowland to Welker, suggesting that Bo Perez dump her. And listen to this. This is what Bo Perez's campaign spokesperson, his name is Marshall, John Marshall. He's is Bo Perez's campaign manager. It's what he said of ProgressNow.org. They're bedwetting, pampered liberals. No one cares what they say about anything. They have no credibility. You know, this goes along with the idea of what I marvel at on a continuing basis, and I was talking to Paul Waldman about this yesterday, the guy, you know, our friend for Media Matters, that rather than confront the issues or confront the questions, these authoritarian right-wing conservatives always resort to this slash-and-burn name-calling stance. They're bedwetting, pampered liberals. I'm trying to think of the last time I wet my bed. Have you ever done that? Have you ever, like, wet your bed by mistake at night when you're having a dream? I haven't done that in, God, I don't know how long. I don't even think I remember wetting my bed as a kid. Yet I am liberal. I'm not pampered. And I've signed the Progress Now petitions, and I don't consider myself pampered. Do you consider yourself pampered? But the question here is Janet Rowland too out of the mainstream for the public in Colorado to accept? Or, I mean, there's a number of questions you can ask here. Or, do you think this is acceptable to the majority of the state? I mean, is this state this right wing? And then, on top of that, is it better that she stay? Is it better for Bill Ritter? Is it better for Bill Ritter and the Ritter campaign if Rowland stays? Is it better for Ritter and O'Brien if Rowland stays? Or should she go? And should the Republican Party of the state of Colorado reject somebody who has that kind of thinking? You know, it seems to me that at every turn of the mile here, when you're dealing with the GOP, the authoritarian religious right is in every single vestige of the GOP. I feel sorry for moderate Republicans and those who would consider themselves to be independents or uncommitted when they have to gaze over and look at that choice. And could you put a woman in office who would equate homosexuality with bestiality? Who would say that it's not in the Constitution, the separation of church and state? that creationism should be taught in public schools, that believes in faith-based initiatives, which basically to me is a violation of the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. So I really want to spend some time this morning talking about this. And also your reaction to this guy, Jim Marshall, claiming that the people from ProgressNow.org are bedwetting. You know what? That's not even clever. And you know what it is? It's something that smacks of the 60s. Bedwetting pampered liberals. That, you know, there's got to be a time where we have to come forward. Whether you're progressive, whether you consider yourself to be liberal, even if you consider yourself to be a moderate or an independent, and turn to these people and say, you know, stop with the name-calling. Just confront the issues. All right, 303-713-7600. I got four open lines as per usual here during the 6 o'clock hour. Sometimes I get the opinion it's just John Turk and myself here, but I really want to. I'm going to dwell on this for a couple hours this morning because I really want your opinion about whether you think Colorado is that red of a state, is that extreme of a state that Roland would go down like a spoonful of chocolate ice cream that people would, in this state would accept that kind a person who runs for office. For a statewide office that would make that kind of distinction about gays and have those kind of opinions, and or whether you believe that that's not going to play with the mainstream. And then the other thing is, if you consider yourself to be progressive or liberal, is it better that she stay on the ticket with Beaupre? Is it better that she stick around? Is that better for Ritter and O'Brien? 21 minutes after 6 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. It makes you wonder, what in the world? I mean, I just can't believe that the average Joe voter out there, that the average Joe Lunchbox, as they always say, and Mrs. Joe Lunchbox or Miss Joe Lunchbox would...
Thousands of Colorado couples cannot achieve their dream of having a baby. You can help give the miracle of life. The Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine Egg Donor Program helps people achieve their dreams. If you are a non-smoking female between 19 and 32 and have some college education, you may be eligible to receive $5,000 for your time and commitment. Call 303-806-6732 or coloeggdonor.com. Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine, 303-806-6732. 6732 or coloeggdonor.com.
Someday you're going to get the answer to the question, where does all my money go? Well, today a Wells Fargo checking account with My Spending Report can help. You see, My Spending Report is an online financial organizer. It's free and you can only get it from Wells Fargo. Why wait for someday to get your finances organized? Call, click, or stop by and open a Wells Fargo checking account with free My Spending Report today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The biggest motorsport event of 2006 is here. The Rocky Mountain Muscle Car and Truck Festival. Watch the baddest names in the monster truck world face off.
Barefoot, Carolina Crusher, Monster Patrol, and more.
Monster truck rides with the Colorado Crusher.
Mud races.
Truck pulls.
Wet t-shirt contests.
Show and shine with hot rods.
Muscle cars.
4x4s and much more. August 26th and 27th at Island Grove Park. Tickets through Tickets West or any King Supers location. Sponsored by Flowmaster. Fine Line Signs and Graphics. Summit Racing and Rocky Mountain Mobile Truck Service.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
150 clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. I've named off all of the brand names before. Jaguar, even Mercedes-Benz, Saab, Volkswagen, Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan. I mean, whatever it is you're looking for, chances are they've got it. And if they don't, they'll try. But the biggest thing is you get treated right. And they're good, hardworking people. I mean, they're like us. I mean, they bust their rears to make a living. Rockies has been owned and operated since 1982 by a family. They're not corporate. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they're just great, great folks. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com, or go out and see them at the corner of 63rd and Federal. And you know what? Thank them for helping to keep AM 760, Progressive Talk, and this program on the air.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
Need the help of a personal injury lawyer? You want a Progressive trial lawyer who can fight the insurance companies. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station.
Call the law offices of Mike Turner at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Across America, cops are cracking down like never before. If you drive drunk, you'll get caught and you'll be arrested. So don't take any chances. If you're drunk, do not get behind the wheel. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
You're getting up on the left side of the bed with my buddy Jay Marvin. This is Ed Schultz. Today at 1, I'll be with you in the left lane on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, Big Eddie, and we'll be filling in for Big Eddie next Monday and Tuesday here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Catch him this afternoon between 1 and 4. We're talking about Janet Rollins, who is going to be Beaupré's running mate, and her comments about gays. For some, bestiality is an alternative lifestyle. Do we want to allow men to marry sheep? You know, you think the state's that conservative? And she says she apologizes for making the comment. So do we let her off the hook? You know, just a whole myriad of questions here. Let's go to Mike in Inglewood. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
No, we shouldn't let her off the hook. This is outrageous behavior. Now, I'm the typical kind of male in the 40s, Irish Catholic voter, lunch pail worker that the Republicans are seeking. Well, you know, I'm so disgusted with this Republican agenda. When you hear this kind of name-calling, it just brings back ugly memories of people like Spiro Agnew and other losers that the Republicans can somehow foist on the American people.
Well, they're very much into this, and I've been talking about it here on the air for the last couple of weeks, that these comments by John Marshall about progress now, that they're liberal, they're bedwetting pampered liberals. I mean, why not just say, listen, they have a right to their opinion, but we don't agree with it, and we think that this is a non-issue.
I guess what they want is really to get some Democrat to go out there and kick their rear ends or slap them in the face. And so what, we have to prove we're tough? You know, I could punch out any of these guys in a heartbeat. But you know what? We have much more respect than that. You know, and they think they can wrap themselves around the flag. They don't own the flag. And they hear some of the things that that Bush has to say. Oh, we're trying to defend America 100% of the time. Well, then why did they divert $60 million out of $100 million budget for research for liquid bombs? Why did they divert $60 million so their politically appointed leaders can get their bonus? I mean, it's just outrageous. Anyway, I have to go, but I just had to say that you're – no, we are listening out there, and thank you for doing what you do.
All right, one quick thing before you run.
Yes, sir.
Will Colorado swallow this? Do you think that they'll accept Janet Rollins, or do you think that they'll reject her?
Ritter is taking this. They're going to reject this whole – look, so many moderate Republicans, you know what? They're not even going to vote.
All right, Mike. Thanks,
thank
man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, he says they're going to reject it. What do you say? Christian in Boulder. Christian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, I already know what the Republicans are saying because I was an election poll worker, and one of them said that she was going to cast a blank ballot. And was that okay to do? And I said, yeah.
Really, going to cast a blank ballot as
opposed to
voting for both ways, Bob and his wingnut partner?
Right. She was registered as a Republican, and she was going to cast a blank ballot. This is how it's being received. You know, and I'm not making this up.
No, I'm not saying you are. I just wonder if her comments, and somebody who would make these kind of comments and somebody who would say in a questionnaire that, you know, when it comes to separation of church and state, it's not in the Constitution. Do you think that person
Well,
yeah, I know. Do you think that Colorado would accept this person as lieutenant governor, that they could get elected with somebody like this?
I think she's going to try and sweep this under the rug. And what she's attempting to do is to, you know, get the folks who were, you know, guardians, their soccer moms. She doesn't come from a background in government. She's a homemaker. She's hasn't worked in government until just recently, and now she's running for office, and a pretty high office at that. I think that it calls into question not only her character, which is obviously really skewed. I mean, she's spewing hate speech. Let's be real. This is hate speech. Yeah, it's protected speech, but it's vile. There's not a single case of bestiality that anyone can name. Think about it. But when you think about folks who are homosexuals and you see the pride parade, you see how, you know, that doesn't really match up. It's not reality. So, you know.
All right, does Colorado accept it or reject it?
Well, I know at least one voter who's absolutely rejecting that kind of hate speech. Yeah, they're sick of it. And rightly so.
Is it better that she stay on the ticket, or should she be dumped?
Although I think Progress Now is a great organization. I disagree with them only because I think that Bob O'Kray, it shows his lack of character, and I think that he should keep her because that's the kind of person he is. He has bad judgment on a lot of things.
Yeah, especially this bank Mexican ID vote too.
You know, he's pro-automatic weapons, for instance. I mean, there's a whole slew of things that he's just absolutely on the wrong side of.
Yeah, and I get these emails from people occasionally who say mm-hmm. that they don't particularly like Bill Ritter and the argument, which I love Bill Ritter, but the argument that I always send back to them is, okay, well, yeah. you want Beau Pray to run the state, and now, look at this, you want Janet Rollin as the lieutenant governor? Thanks,
exactly.
Christian. Appreciate
yep.
it.
You're welcome.
All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600. All right, how right-wing is the state of Colorado? Will they accept a lieutenant governor who makes comments like, for some, bestiality is an alternative lifestyle. Do we want a man to marry a sheep? Homosexuality is an alternative lifestyle. For some, bestiality is an alternative lifestyle. Do we want a man to marry a sheep? And also, when she filled out a Christian questionnaire, how do you feel about this issue of separation of church and state? It's not in the Constitution, is what Janet Rollins said. Do you think somebody like that can win office statewide? And is it better that she go or stay? We'll take more of your calls coming up. 6:32, 28 minutes in front of 7. I got faked out this morning on the way to work.
You did?
Yeah. There was an electronic sign, Aaron.
Yes, Bellevue closed.
And I get down there and Bellevue's not closed.
I know. It happens all the time.
When do they turn that sign off?
I have no idea. Can't they just flip a switch, you think?
I don't know. But I had to laugh. I thought of you. I said, well, I just can't, you know, I can't wait to tell Aaron O'Neill about this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I almost got faked out by it this morning myself.
Right.
It was still on.
All right. How do we look so far this morning?
We're looking pretty good. We're just kind of filling in around town. Southbound I-25, of course, busier passing 84th Avenue and a little backed up for southbound 225 and that approach to I-25. We had that problem in the tech center. Crash southbound after Arapahoe Road. It's finally been cleared out of your way. Even the backups are gone. So no delays if you're north and south heading out of the Denver Tech Center this morning. Looking at your weather for today, partly...
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008.
Wait. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Again, except for the construction people who show up. No, the project manager is with you the whole way. A dedicated quality control inspector to make sure your job is done right. And here's the biggest thing. No payment until you're satisfied. Now, why would you want to really go anywhere else when you got a deal like this? Call them at 303-761-6400 or check them out on the web at xlroofing.com.
Hear that? It's the sound of Gigi Dennis stifling Colorado's voices. Dennis is Secretary of State, and one of her jobs is to protect our political rights. Instead, Dennis is trying to muffle thousands of Coloradans. Teachers, nurses, firefighters, workers of all kinds.
Stop them.
Do it now.
Shut them
Hear
now.
That?
Them
That's the sound of the party bosses ordering Gigi Dennis around. She's doing their bidding instead of protecting our rights. Dennis issued a ruling that snuffs out the right to political speech and public action for people just like you. Arrogant, arbitrary, unaccountable. That's the Dennis decision. And it's as terrible as it sounds. Hear that? That's the sound of Coloradans demanding action. Gigi Dennis has transformed the Secretary of State's office from guardian of our voting rights into a partisan snake pit. She should reverse her decision and apologize to us all. We can't wait to hear that.
Paid for by Clear Peak, Colorado.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's a comment that I regret making. I'm certainly sorry to have made the comment. And in the real world, after people apologize, we move on.
All right, is that true? Do we let Janet Rollin off the hook for what she said about gays and lesbians? And how right-wing is this state? Would they accept... Do you think the voters in this state would accept somebody like Janet Rollin, who, one, made the comments that homosexuality is an alternative lifestyle, for some bestiality is an alternative lifestyle. Do we allow a man to marry a sheep? That's one. Two, on a Christian questionnaire, she's asked, how do you feel about the issue of separation of church and state? She says it's not in the Constitution. We should have freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. And then how about John Marshall, Beaupre's campaign manager, who says of Michael Huttner and the People with Progress Now, which is a liberal organization, he says they're bedwetting pampered liberals. And this gets back to something that I've harped on a lot here about why it is that the right wing, the authoritarian right wing, engages in this kind of behavior. 303-713-7600, two lines open. And how right-wing is this state? I mean, do you think that that this state as a whole would accept what Janet Rollin has said? Here's Mark in Denver, who says there's nothing wrong with what she said. Mark, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with what she said. It's insensitive, yeah, but, you know, she's entitled to her opinion that it is an alternative lifestyle. I think it's a choice, not a birth, something caused by birth. For that one, as far as the religion thing, I agree with her that I think the Constitution says that you can't have a state or a state religion, a government-imposed religion. I don't think it says that you can't have religion in the government. It just says you can't have the government can't tell you have to be Catholic.
Well, all right, where do I start with this? Let's start with the gay issue. Okay. First of all, I can ask you the obvious question, which would be point to me proof, or give me some kind of proof or some kind of study by an independent organization that indicates that sexuality is chosen. And I'm not sure you could do that. And then number two, I would ask you, which I've asked thousands of callers this question, I assume you're heterosexual.
Yeah.
Did you choose to be that way? Or did you all of a sudden one day realize you like females? And then third thing for you to consider, with people like Janet Rowland in the world, and a lot of people who agree with her and follow what she believes, if you're gay, why would you choose a lifestyle that would bring you a life of a second-class citizen, ostracization, and many times extreme mental duress and trouble in the fact that, for instance, many gay teenagers commit suicide? I mean, why would you take a road roughly traveled instead of a road where there's least resistance to travel?
You might have to remind me of them as I go along. Number one, I can't cite exactly a study, but who was the lady that was with Ellen DeGeneres?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I can't think of her name off the top of my head. But she, after dating Ellen, married a man. I think they had kids.
Well, Anne Heche is who you're talking about, and yeah. There is such a thing as bisexuality. Do you acknowledge that? But we're not talking about people who are able to go from same-sex partners to different-sex partners. We're talking about people who are not oriented that way. We're talking about people who are flat-out gay and lesbian. I'm just asking you point number one for a scientific study that would indicate that your statement about it being a choice would be true. So that would be point number one. So you can't point to me one. So let's try looking inward to look at yourself. When did you decide that you liked women?
I can't give you an exact date, but I will say that I think that most people, myself included, have had homosexual thoughts because it's natural to be curious. Now, whether you choose to act on those thoughts is another story.
Yeah, but there's something inside of you that makes you, and I'm trying to look for the right way to phrase this, there's something inside of you that makes you, you're drawn to women. I mean, let's face it, you like looking at women, you fantasize about having sex with women, and you want to have sex with women. But, I mean, did you all of a sudden, like at the age of 13, go, well, you know what, I think I want to have sex with women? Did you decide this at 14? Did you decide it at 12? Did you decide it at 10? Probably what it is you probably have been attracted to women ever since you can remember. So it wasn't as if you sat down when people make choices. You know, they usually, even if they're kids, they use what limited reasoning they have, and they try to think something out. You never went through that process. Neither did I, and neither do most people. Most people don't sit there and go, well, let me see. You know, I like the way women look, but, you know, men, I kind of dig those biceps. I mean, you don't go through that kind of thing. And then, finally, the last thing is, why would you choose a road of great resistance? Why would you choose a life of continuing unhappiness? And if you're familiar with history, if you go back 20 or 30 or 40 years, we're talking about people who had to lead double lives. I mean, why would you choose that?
Well, I would... This may be a weak comparison, but it's one that drops into my head right now. In Japan, for a long time, it was frowned upon to have tattoos. But there are many people that did it.
They didn't face the social ostracization
they did not.
I've read about that gay people face in this country. Why would you choose to put yourself in a position to be a second class citizen, to in many cases be disowned by your family, to not have the same legal rights as somebody who's heterosexual? Why would you do that? So, you know, what I get is a weak explanation from you on all three counts. I mean, you have no concrete. So what you're doing is you're going by your gut instinct and trying to compare it to tattoos. Meanwhile, what we're doing is we're talking.
I told you that was a weak argument.
Well, it is weak. So what we're doing is we're talking about people's lives. Now, as far as the thing about separation of church and state, the only thing I can recommend to you is look at legal cases, and you need to read the First Amendment to the Constitution, which yeah. I don't think you can repeat to me. Can you repeat to me the First Amendment to the Constitution?
No, Jay. Can you repeat it?
You know what? As a matter of fact, I can repeat parts of it. The government I'm stumbling through to get it here. But the main clause, the clause of separation of church and state clauses, is that it shall establish no religion.
No state religion.
And the fact is that if you have religion vis-a-vis taxpayer money, then that's the same thing as establishing a state-condoned religion. And what you should do there is you should go look at legal arguments about that. And in the past, you know, those legal arguments have held that there is a separation between church and state, and to deny that it's not in there is to deny rulings by the Supreme Court and everybody else.
Jay, I'm not denying that there's not supposed to be a state religion, but if the country gives money to the Muslims, to the Jews, to the Christians, to the Mormons, it's not a state religion. They're just giving money to religion. I have no problem with that.
Well, once again, the government has no business via the First Amendment getting involved with religion. That's number one. And number two, to say on a questionnaire that the separation of church and state is not in the Constitution flies in the face of most legal scholars. Most legal scholars would say no, except for those that are usually heavily affiliated with religions. I mean, most of them would say no, and that's why, I mean, look at the decision about prayer in school. Why don't you think we have prayer in school? What would be your answer for that?
Why don't we have prayer in school?
Yeah, why don't we have prayer in school?
It depends if you're talking about mandatory prayer in school or if you're allowed to pray when you're at school.
Well, I don't care. I mean, because what we're talking about here is we're talking about Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion. So if 85% of the country is Christian-based and you start mixing the government with religion, then what you get is you get... By giving money and or by being involved with prayer in school or any other support of religion, what you start getting is you start getting a situation in which the government is involved and it is establishing a religion. And Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion is the separation of church and state, which Janet Rowland says isn't in there. Now, how can you say it's not in there if it's right there in black and white?
I guess it depends whether you interpret that as a state religion or religion in general.
All right. You know what? Let me ask you this. Do you believe in settled law?
In what?
Settled law. Precedent.
It depends on what it is. It used to be
okay.
Law that slavery was okay.
All right.
Now it's
well,
not, what's settled law for
all right.
Now?
Well, you know, it's still settled law, and you're going to have to abide by it. But thanks for the call. I appreciate it, and have a good day. And, you know, don't turn gay or anything. 647, don't choose it. You know, because you're just choosing a life of woe. I don't know why anybody would choose a life of woe. And I feel extremely bad for gays and lesbians that they even have to go through this or that we have to have this discussion in 2006. I really do. 647, it's 47 minutes before the hour. Boy, your call's coming up.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Cleared one crash in the Denver Tech Center, southbound I-25 after Arapahoe Road. Much better drive there. We've traded it for a fresh accident, eastbound I-70 approaching Federal. This is a three-car pileup, and they're hanging up the left lane. Watch for those backups building towards Sheridan. As far as the westbound I-70 drive, that looks great coming in from the airport. Southbound I-25 now in its slow, typical pattern here from 104th to 84th, and then again 38th through Spear. But we're still good both sides of the highway, downtown at the Denver Tech Center, and all our eastbound routes starting to get busy. 6th Avenue from Federal and the Boulder Turnpike right around Pecos. Weather for today, partly cloudy, slight chance for afternoon showers and highs of 87. We're at 64 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance will provide you with a free auto, home, or life insurance.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. and those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at WindRiverSpas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
651. 51 minutes past the hour. High today, 88. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. Jay Marvin, your favorite bedwetting pampered liberal, according to John Marshall from the Beau Paray campaign. That's what he said about progressnow.org. We're talking about Janet Rollins and her, Beau Paray picking her. Do you think Colorado's right-winging enough to swallow this woman who I've got to believe, because I've got to believe for the better good of mankind and womankind, that she's out of the mainstream of the state with her whole statements about sexuality and about the Constitution and religion? I mean, this to me smacks of the authoritarian religious right, is where it sounds like she's coming from to me. Let's go to Elaine in Arvada. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I was just calling. I don't know if it's going to matter what position she takes, because Bill Ritter is, I mean, I'm not trying to bash him, but he's not going to stand strong because he has no guts.
Who has no guts?
Bill Ritter doesn't.
I totally and completely disagree with that.
Well, let me give you an example, okay? Just, 2 years ago maybe, he made this big deal with a drug dealer, a convicted drug dealer who was had 19 convictions. But yet when it came to him to take a position about the young gentleman or the mental disabled child that got killed by that officer, he's never taken a position like that. Even before there was another case, I think it was a Trudeau case where it was downtown, where an officer off duty or something shot a gentleman that was patronizing there. And Bill Ritter has never been a person that fights for the people. He's a coward. And I think,
you know what? Do yourself a favor. Do yourself a large favor. If you want to make an argument against a candidate,
mm-hmm.
don't call him names.
Well, I mean,
don't call him names, because you know what? Number one, mm-hmm. You don't have any proof of that. Number two, you don't have the inside information on the cases. And I have been through this with people mm-hmm. in email repeatedly. Do you have the inside information on those cases?
Yes.
And You do. Yes. Give me an example of what inside information you have.
Well, I have inside information that for sure that the officer that was involved in the shooting with the child's man had other incidents of conduct in the community that Bill Ritter didn't take into consideration.
How do you know he didn't take it into consideration? Do you have proof that
he did? Well, because if he did, he didn't bring it to the table.
Well, but do you have proof that he didn't take it into consideration
and that he felt possibly
that he couldn't make the charges stick, that he couldn't win the case?
But the problem is he's in a position of power, and I guess coming from that status. When you look at Democrats, you like to say, okay, some of them you want to say are a champion for the people. I mean, I read his bio and where he says he's a poor person and all this crap.
How do you know that that's not crap? Do you get off saying that that's crap? Have you seen his financial records?
Well, what I'm saying is this, okay?
Jeez.
You have to have some guts. If he is a champion, if he did come from the poor, which he might have very well.
But wait a minute.
Anybody could come from the poor.
Hold on a second. Let's establish something here. Since you're on the air throwing around all this stuff, you know, and so far I haven't got anything from you yet that indicates to me that you can factually, in any way, shape, or form, back up anything you're saying.
This is public knowledge and public record.
Right. Okay. Tell us in a capsule how Bill Ritter grew up.
Well, he said that he grew up in a poor environment. Now, I don't know if that means that he grew up on a farm or in a kind of an isolated area.
What do you mean you don't know?
Excuse me?
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, I didn't check into all of that. But what I do know
In other words, you just make the statement, but you didn't bother to research it out.
Well, look, I didn't call the fuss. What I called to say was...
Now, you called for me just to give you carte blanche permission to bash the guy.
No, I said this. I know for a fact that he made a deal with the dope dealer. Okay, now, if he cares about the African-American community, that's where the gentleman came from, was the African-American community. He had 30 convictions. I mean... Bill Ritter made a position to take a deal with the dope dealer and to get a black cop. That was the cop who said he was going to go into...
Cite your source on that.
Well, the case is on record.
If it's on record, then cite some source.
The Rocky Mountain News? 2004?
All right, I'll go back and look at it.
I got the article.
Because the Rocky Mountain News only reports what's publicly available,
okay.
and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't mean that you were on the inside of what went on and where you know what you read and that's what you know.
Exactly.
And many times you cannot trust the mainstream media, but you sit here and make these things about how he doesn't have any guts.
You make
these statements about how he's a coward.
He is.
You make these statements about, you know, about his upbringing, which you never bothered to research. And you know as far as I'm concerned, you can attack him all you want. If you don't vote for him, what you'll end up getting is you'll end up getting Janet Rollin.
Well,
you want her?
Do
you want her?
He's
yes or no?
It's not going to be him. Do you think the African American community is going to vote for Bill Ritter?
I don't know. I'm not African American.
Do you think the Hispanic community? They're not.
I'm not Hispanic. How would you know? Have you taken polls in the African American community?
Did Lovato get shot in the bed?
Ma'am, have you taken polls in the African American community?
Yes.
You have. What poll do you have?
Not scientific.
What poll do you have? How big is the African American community, ma'am?
Oh my goodness, here in Denver?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd probably say about 550,000.
Okay, and you've talked to 250 people out of 550,000, and you're willing to make a prediction on that?
Yeah,
right.
Because they come from the community.
All right. What about Hispanics? How many Hispanics do you think there are in this community?
Oh my God, probably 2 or 3 million.
And how many of those have you talked to?
About 75.
So 75 out of 3 million in your estimate, and you're going to use that as
who they are.
Use that as an indicator.
It's not who you do, it's who you talk to.
Oh, man.
Okay?
All right.
Don't hate the messenger, Jay, but...
I don't hate you at all.
Bill
I just think you're
only
absurd.
Cares about money. That's all he's about.
You know, see, once again,
he has no
position. You know what you remind me of? You remind me of a Republican. You're in the wrong party.
Well, I'm not no Republican.
No, you should join, because that's what they do. What's the difference between what you're saying and what John Marshall says about it being a bedwetting pampered liberals?
We expect that from the Republicans.
Yeah, well, we don't expect it from our side.
But we don't expect
the
Democrats.
Thank you for the call. I'm out of time. Thank you. I'm not going to continue with this. I mean, you know, just to make statements and then you just don't back them up. Well, you know, and to call names like he's a coward. I mean, it's just cheap rhetoric. It's just cheap rhetoric. So you know what? Here's the deal. Don't go vote for Bill Ritter and end up getting Janet Rollins, okay? Somebody who has extreme authoritarian right-wing views, and see if her and Bob Beaupre make you happier. That would be my suggestion. We'll continue this discussion.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with City Boy 284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about a good story, especially a life story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can, Volvo, for life. As part of Volvo's year-end sales event, lease a new S60 2.5T for $349 a month for 36 months. $33.39 due at signing. Taxes, title and registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Frank Fittipani. A grim new discovery in the South Lebanon war zone. The mayor of a town flattened by Israeli bombs last month says rescue teams have found 32 more bodies in the rubble. The area around Srifa saw some of the heaviest fighting of the war. For those who survived the fighting, it's time to rebuild.
I'm Kristen Gillespie in southern Beirut at a government school that Hezbollah has taken over. People just filing in, giving their names, their phone numbers, telling the Hezbollah officials where they used to live. Within 48 hours, Hezbollah will be giving them a cash payment of up to $10,000 so that they can rent temporary housing while Hezbollah rebuilds the buildings that were destroyed during the war.
More Israeli tanks are pulling out of Lebanon, but the Israeli military chief says a full withdrawal could take months, if that's how long it takes a U.N. peacekeeping force to move in. Here at home, there's breaking news on the economy. The government is reporting a 0.4% uptick in July consumer prices, but the core inflation rate, which doesn't include volatile energy and food prices, was up just 0.2%. In the second report, the government says July new home building fell 2.5%. Federal and state officials are announcing a pre-Labor Day holiday crackdown on drunken driving. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration calls this perhaps the largest enforcement crackdown ever. Encouraged by the federal government, police forces coast to coast say starting this Friday, they'll have more sobriety checkpoints, at least for a few weeks, to measure blood alcohol. And prosecutors promise to seek harsher punishment for drunk driving.
In the Madison, Wisconsin area, Dan Feel is anxious to see how this works. A drunken driver killed Thiel's wife and paralyzed his daughter.
I think it is a fantastic thing they're doing. My life has gone through complete turmoil over the last 5 years due to a drunk driver.
Even though that driver was a repeat offender, he was sentenced to just 7 years in prison. A British court is hearing secret testimony in the case of the alleged airline bomb plot suspects. CBS's Sheila McVicker has the latest from London.
Today is the day where, under British law, the police must either charge the suspects who've been in their custody for a week now, or go before a judge in a closed-door session and argue that they need an extension in order to be able to continue their questioning.
Well, there is something new under the sun. At least that's what some astronomers want us to believe. Live to CBS's Jim Shinnevy.
But the question is, Frank, what is it? An international group of astronomers meeting in Prague will introduce a resolution today, a universal definition of a planet as anything large and round and orbiting the sun. Astronomer Jack Horkheimer.
We now know that planets aren't as narrowly defined as we thought they were.
If passed next week, the solar system in which we reside would no longer have 9 planets, but 12, including the asteroid Ceres.
Head of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up 7 points. This is CBS News.
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. The commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. Wealth management from UBS. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call You and us. Member SIPC.
Two brothers chasing the American dream. One by making the law, the other by breaking it.
But they don't like you suck everything in and spit it out broken.
And their family is caught in the crossfire.
You either love your brother or you don't.
Showtime presents Brotherhood. Sizzling tales of corruption and deceit raves us weekly. See it from the beginning with 6 back-to-back episodes. And you'll know why critics are giving Brotherhood 4 stars.
I'm not going to let you hurt this family!
Enough! Get in on the Brotherhood Marathon. Saturday starting at 8, 7 central. Only on Showtime.
This hour brought to you by McStain Homes.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Larimer County Sheriff's investigators are set to meet with prosecutors today in the case of a 2-year-old boy who's believed to have drowned in Carter Lake. They're planning to ask that child abuse charges be filed against the boy's father, Gil Smith, alleging that he put the little boy in a tow tube and pulled it at speeds of up to 30 miles an hour. He denies that. The clock is ticking for more than 150 animals at the Wild Animal Sanctuary outside of Denver. After 27 years, the nonprofit facility, which is one of the biggest in the nation, is closing its doors. Spokesperson Tina Scalera says donations all but disappeared last year.
Last year, with all the natural disasters that occurred and people, you know, rechanneling their giving in other directions, we really got into a lot of trouble.
Now, the lions, tigers, and bears and other animals need new homes, but the sanctuary doesn't know if it can find homes for all of the animals or if it can afford their care until homes are found. For more information, you can go to wildanimalsanctuary.org. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we're looking at one accident messing up your drive right now. Eastbound I-70 approaching Federal was a 3-car pileup. They were in the left lane. Everything's cleared out to the right shoulder now, but we're still kind of recovering here. You're going to find stop-and-go traffic on the approach to Sheridan getting out past Federal. Everywhere else, we're kind of in our typical slowdowns here with southbound I-25 backed up from 104th to 84th and again 38th through Spear. Eastbound 6th Avenue slower from Sheridan to I-25. Boulder Turnpike filling in right around Federal. We're catching delays now for northbound 225. Parker Road getting up past Isla. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy, slight chance for an afternoon shower. Highs up around 87. We're at 66 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Find out what it means to live remarkably. Come to Anthem Colorado at Broomfield's grand opening featuring free entertainment and activities. Saturday, August 26th from 10 to 2. 3 miles west of I-25 at Highway 7 and Lowell Boulevard. For more info, visit anthemcolorado.com.
Drop everything. The Toyota Time nationwide clearance event is on now. See why Toyota is the number one brand in passenger car sales in America. With cars like the sporty, fuel-efficient Corolla, it's a great time to buy the unstoppable Tundra or the 5-star rated Highlander. The clock's ticking. Drop into the Toyota Time event today. Toyota, moving forward.
Based on our equipment complete total passenger car registrations by May for calendar year 2005. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration 5-star federal crash test rating. Ratings only meaningful when comparing vehicles in the same weight class. www.safercar.gov.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be
minutes after 7, high today 88, partly sunny, and thunderstorms. 303-713-7600, we're talking about Janet Rollin, who has been named as Bob Beaupre's running mate. She once said on a PBS show, she once said that homosexuality is an alternative lifestyle that doesn't make it marriage. For some, bestiality is an alternative lifestyle. Do we allow a man to marry a sheep? And at some point, we have to draw the line. She has since apologized for that comment. But my question is twofold to you. My question is, number one, well, she says she apologizes. She apologized and that we need to move on. That's basically what she's saying. Do you agree with that? Number two, on a questionnaire that she filled out, for a Christian organization, The Testimony, Western Colorado's Christian Chronicles, she was asked, how do you feel about the issue of separation of church and state? It's not in the Constitution, she said. We should have freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. Do you believe that creationism should be taught in our schools along with the theory of evolution, or just one? Either both or neither. All religions are welcome in the schools except Christianity. This is wrong. Do you agree with that? And here's the big question. Do you think that this state is right-wing enough to accept somebody like this, who I think comes from the authoritarian right? Now, ProgressNow.org, Michael Huttner, and director of the liberal group ProgressNow.org, which I have to say, I've signed many of their petitions. I consider myself to be liberal, a proud member. Likened Janet Rollin to Jim Welker, who is a Republican from Loveland, who has embarrassed the party in 2005 when he said that if gays are allowed to marry, then the next step is people wedding their pets. He's not running for re-election. John Marshall, Bothway Bob's press spokesman, said that Progress Now, they're bedwetting pampered liberals, which also calls into question the whole name-calling on the right. So, do you think that this state's red enough? Do you think that this state's conservative enough to accept somebody like Janet Rollin? Or did Bob Beaupre make a mistake? And you know what? Is it good for us and is it good for the Ritter O'Brien campaign if she stays? 303-713-7600. I got two lines open, so I'd love to get your opinion on this. We're trying to contact Michael Huttner and hope to get him on the air to get his response to John Marshall's comments. And this also goes back to what I said before about that the right wing, and particularly the authoritarian right wing, always has to call names and has this kind of slash and burn type attitude and this angry reactionary kind of response rather than confronting what's going on and confronting the issues. It's kind of similar to the African-American woman who called before the hour who, you know, could have just said, well, I have questions about the shootings, about Bill Ritter and the police shootings, which a lot of people on the left do. And we're going to get Bill Ritter on here to talk about that. But instead, call him a coward, is somebody no God. I mean, why do we engage in this kind of behavior? It's not confronting the issues at hand. And, you know, it's easy to call names. I used to do it for a living. I'm tempted every once in a while to label somebody like Janet Rollin a wingnut. To me, I think she's out of the mainstream. My question to you is do you think she's in the mainstream in Colorado? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ken in Evergreen. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Where to start?
Yeah, where do you want to start?
Well, first of all, I hate to go back on the last caller, but her numbers were way out. I crunched a few during the news break. If you use census data, there's about 860,000 Hispanics statewide and 175,000 African Americans.
And there's no way she could have talked to every single one of them.
Or even enough to be a representative.
Yeah, even a thousand and eight or whatever.
Yeah. But that's not important, and I don't want to go back on that. As far as Janet Rollin goes, I don't want to use the S word about her, but what she said about gays, I mean, let's forget about the insensitivity, the hatefulness of it, the abject. I mean, this is a woman who would presume to assume the governorship were she and Bob Beaupre elected and Bob could not discharge his duties. This woman's not bright enough to replace Mayor McCheese. I mean, it's just an appalling, ignorant thing to do. As regards the Constitution does two things. It gives me freedom from religion, and it gives me freedom of religion and freedom from religion. If you read the First Amendment, it is an almost contradictory statement until you sit back and think about it. Teaching the creationism in schools, that's for, you know, I mean, I'm in my late 40s. I mean, we were exposed to it as a theory. I mean, not it wasn't taught, but it was discussed.
Everybody knows it's out there.
I mean, hell, I grew up a Catholic, so it was, you know, it was, I mean, hell, I got a good dose of that every whatever afternoon I attended catechism. So I was exposed to both. And I've been able to make my determination, but I don't think it's the school's choice or job to do creationism. Creationism is not science.
No, it's not. But
creationism is belief.
But according to Janet Rowland, it's science.
Well, you know, that's...
All right, so let me ask you, do you think the state of Colorado, do you think that this state is conservative enough? Do you think that this state is right enough? Do you think that that they will accept somebody like Janet Rowland as the lieutenant governor of this state? I mean, the idea of a woman with this kind of mindset sitting there being one heartbeat away from the governorship and being the lieutenant governor scares the hell out of me. I wonder if this state would accept it.
Given all that I just said and all that you and the other callers have been talking about today, probably so.
Really? You think so?
Well, it all depends on voter turnout. We've gotten into this discussion before. It isn't a majority opinion, but it is an opinion shared by that hardcore 30% base.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm asking is, do you think that... given all things equal, and the voter turnout is high, and moderates and independents turn out, do you think this woman is electable in the state of Colorado? I mean,
in a high voter turnout environment, no. But you're talking about an off-year election. And that's why it's incumbent upon us to encourage all of our friends and people that think like us to get off their half moons and get out and vote. And, you know, if you want to, you know, sign up with the Democratic Party, work your precinct, get on the phone, walk around, leaflet the neighborhood, do whatever. Hell, drive the people that don't have cars to the poll. I mean, it's that kind of on-the-ground stuff that's going to increase voter turnout. And
well, it just scares me. It scares me that basically what you're telling me is that if this state's left to its own devices, that you would get elected. I mean, my God, how could anybody... How could any right-thinking person vote for somebody who had ever made a statement like bestiality is an alternative lifestyle?
But Jay, remember, we're also the state, and I think the state has grown up a lot since 92, but we're also the state that approved Amendment 2. And there has been a huge influx of people from both coasts and all those, and those have moderated the political environment. But it's all about voter turnout again, because Republicans will crawl over broken glass to vote, and especially religious conservatives now that they've put somebody on that ballot that really appeals to them. Those people will crawl over broken glass to get to the polls.
Is this a good thing for the Ritter campaign or a bad thing that she's on there?
I think it gives the Ritter campaign a legitimate issue. This is a 43-year-old woman. You don't get to take that back. I mean, if she had said something like that in high school or college, yeah, you can move on from that. But she said that recently. And no, that is a legitimate issue, and she's going to have to respond to that, and I would make her respond to it daily.
Yeah, and there's some Republicans. I'd love to hear from some moderate Republicans out there who... I'd love to see what their take is on this and how they feel. You know, it seems like every time we turn around, man, the authoritarian religious right is just entangled in the Republican Party. I don't know. I don't know how any right-thinking, even if you consider yourself to be conservative, I don't know how any right-thinking individual could vote for or want to be associated with a party that has people in it that think like Janet Rollins.
Well, there are a number of Republicans statewide. There's a group of Republicans up in Larimer County led by a... former county Republican chairman and some other people that have held countywide office and state office out of Larimer. And Larimer is not exactly the bluest area in the state, as you well know. And these people are actively campaigning for and supporting Bill Ritter. I've read about them in the paper, and I know a few of the people in that organization. And these are people who are as dyed-in-the-wool Republican as you can imagine, but they are distressed in the extreme when they look at Marilyn Musgrave, when they look at some of the stuff coming out of a woman like Janet Rowland, some of the other county and statewide officials that have been elected. They are distressed at what has happened to their party. They haven't defected to the Democratic Party yet, but I can see them doing it.
You know, it's strange to me. Ken, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too. You know, it's one thing to sit down and debate taxes or economics or whatever, and I think those of us who are progressives and liberals have a good view on the role of government, and I think that Bill Ritter fits right in there, and I think that's one thing, to sit down with somebody across the table and say, okay, I mean, referendum C was a good idea, referendum C wasn't a good idea. I mean, Bob Beaupre believes that government is the root of all evil. I mean, he's much as said so, that if you look at most things that are wrong, most things that are frustrating, it has to do with the government, where I maintain it's the people who run the government and the people who formulate the policy a lot of times. It's not policy that you would agree with, and we would disagree on that. But to sit there and make comments about people's sexuality and engage in this kind of extremism is just is absolutely beyond me. I never get tired of wondering and probing and thinking and trying to figure out what is behind all of this that would lead a grown woman to make a comment about bestiality is an alternative lifestyle. Do we want to allow a man to marry a sheep? I mean, where does that come from? Or saying that there is no separation of church and state in the Constitution. 7:19, 19 minutes after 7, one line open at 303-713-7600. Is Janet Rollin going to make it in the state of Colorado? Will she be accepted with these views? Yes or no? And is it good for the Ritter O'Brien ticket if she stays?
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
North and southbound, downtown to the tech center, where crews have reopened that ramp coming off Evans getting onto northbound I-25. That's been a big closure for us over the last couple of years as part of the T-Rex project. It is now officially open, so use that this morning. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy. We have a slight chance for afternoon showers, but we're going to hit highs of 87. Right now we're at 66 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Kansas City, here you come. Choose from 6 nonstops daily. Be sure to book your next flight at FrontierAirlines.com for Frontier's lowest fare anywhere. It's guaranteed. Go to FrontierAirlines.com today, a whole different website.
If you thought you couldn't afford premium LASIK by Colorado's premier LASIK provider, your dreams of clear, natural vision are about to come true. Announcing Spivak Plus, Colorado's premier LASIK plan that gives you everything you ever wanted in a LASIK procedure at prices virtually everyone can afford. With Spivak Plus starting at only $9.95, we've got a LASIK plan for every budget. Call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020.
Good morning, 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Coming up, we're going to hear from Elaine Aurora. She used to be a moderate Republican. She says it's good if Janet Rollin stays on the ticket. I wonder if there's any other moderate Republicans out there who have the same feelings of estrangement. Also, I'd love to hear from gays and lesbians, too, about their take on these statements. And, you know, I'd love to ask about choosing your sexuality, too, which a caller in the first hour believes that homosexuality is a choice, which I can never get around that either. Hey, Rockies Autos has the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, over 550 units on the lot. This is not a postage stamp size dealership. I mean, it takes a while to get around and look at the selection. They've got just about everything you can think of, from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. I mean, they got it all. And you know what? The matching down incentive is a chance for you to save money. Up to $1,500. You put down $15, they'll put down $15, and you got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. And the great people out there working out there to deal with, like the Alshear brothers, Tom and Marv, Spanky, Gerard Menard, Fred Labrato, Jim Monroe, all the gang out there really tries hard to help you out. There's over 100 people there dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. Rockies is not some big nameless, faceless corporation. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So if you get out there a little bit past 9, they'll take care of you. Things will be fine. You can check them out on the Internet, too, at RockiesAutos.com. I get emails from people who say, boy, you know, you talk a lot about Rockies. Well, you know what? I'm glad to talk about them. They're my friends. I wouldn't send you someplace I wouldn't go myself. Mary and I have been there. We send our family there. And you know what? Here's the other thing. They've been strong supporters of this radio station and this show, too. So I thank them for that. Rockies Autos. Check it out. Corner 63rd and Federal.
Don't you hate losing things? Like your wallet. Or your cell phone. Or worse yet, a treasured keepsake. That can really hurt. But what about losing faith in a person? Especially someone you trust, like a friend or a loved one. Republican Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave has given us hundreds of reasons to lose our faith in her. She consistently voted against allowing federal stem cell research that could lead to treatments for horrible diseases. Musgrave took tens of thousands in campaign contributions from Tom DeLay, the guy who spread corruption around Washington like a virus. And while those with guts in Congress seek the truth about forced abortions in U.S. territory, Musgrave turned her back on the unborn to protect her political cronies. In fact, Marilyn Musgrave embodies everything that's gone haywire in Congress these days. And boy, have we lost faith in them.
Paid for by Coloradans for Life.
So Chertoff was on Meet the Press, a Homeland Security Secretary, and he couldn't answer a question, which is where Jell-O falls in the airline restriction. And I thought that was, boy, what's the guy brought you Katrina? Jell-O is not a gel.
Yes, it is. What else is it?
I think Jell-O is not a gel.
What is it? Hang on. What is it?
It's a solid, I think. A gel is like, what's a gel?
Jell-O.
The Al Franken Show.
He wasn't really asked that.
Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It's a comment that I regret making. I'm certainly sorry to have made the comment. And in the real world, after people apologize, we move on.
That's Janet Rollin. Would you accept that? Do you accept that apology that she made about her statement about gays and lesbians? 7:25, 25 minutes after 7. Good morning. High today, 88. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. And all, you know, also there's another part of this, too, about, and I'm long to just have a breakout in the open discussion about this. Don't you think John Marshall should apologize? I mean, look at John Marshall's comments about Progress Now. Like, he could say, well, I disagree with their position on Janet Rollin. She's Bob Beaupre's choice. She's who he wanted. They're going to make a great combination together. But instead, he says of Progress Now, they're bedwetting pampered liberals. What is it about the right wing that they always have to make these extremist statements and name call? Anybody got any ideas behind that? Is it because they have a lack of an argument? What does that? Or does that, like, inflame their followers? So, you know, if I engage in the same behavior, I mean, would it inflame you? Would it be better? I mean, you can't get any discussion of any issues here. Let's go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Like I told John, I am a reformed Republican. I was a moderate Republican for probably about 30 years and saw what I thought my party taken over in a Faustian-type deal by people who are not really Republicans. They should form their own party called the, I don't know, Fascist Right Wing Party of America or something. I don't know.
The Morals Brigade.
Okay. And I, frankly, this past year was, like you mentioned before, humiliated and ashamed to be associated with these people. So I switched parties. I regret that has happened, but I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. So that's the way it is right now. In terms of Janet Rollin, is that her name?
Yeah, Janet Rollin.
I feel that, first of all, her views, from what I've heard Bob Beaupre say in different situations, kind of matches pretty well. They're kind of like two peas in a pod. And also, she has to carry the entire state of Colorado, not just El Paso County. And I think she reflects pretty closely what a lot of the Republican Party in the state is. I don't say, as a Bill Ritter supporter, personally, I don't think they can win if they show their true colors. I think it'll, and that's what they're doing right now, I think it'll come out like Pete Coors did. When people saw who he really was, they voted for somebody else. And my personal formula of choosing candidates, a lot of the times, if they're supported by James Dobson, I immediately vote for the other person.
But do you, all right, let me ask you again, but do you think that her viewpoints, and they must be Beaupre's. I mean, he must have some realization that she made these statements.
Well, I think they share views quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, do you think this shops with the rest of the state?
I don't think so. I think there's certain areas of the state. I don't think that, I hope in my heart that the whole state of Colorado is not like El Paso County. If it is, that's a very sad state of affairs, but I guess it would be good for us to know that in a way. I just really don't believe that they can carry the state with those kind of attitudes. I really don't.
You know, I wonder if people in today's world, with everything we have going on and all of the challenges we have facing us, I wonder if people in today's world are tired of this kind of rhetoric. If they're just tired of it, if it just is like, you know...
Just shut up.
In other words, I'd really like to get one of these people to explain to me, for instance, how is a taxpaying citizen of this state, about why I should really care about the entire gay lesbian issue to begin with. Why should I care when there's so many other things to talk about? Like, for instance, what's more important, gays and lesbians or children's health care?
Absolutely. I agree with you totally. What's more important, being pro-life or ignoring someone once they're born? Not giving them education or health care and living in poverty. What's more important? Yeah, I think our values are in the wrong place, absolutely.
Well, I just wonder if people are tired of it. I just wonder if people go shake their heads and say, you know, that doesn't touch me. That doesn't hit me and directly affect my life. Because I've said this before. How do you know the people living next door to you or three houses down or whatever the case may be, how do you know they're not gay and lesbian? Well, and if they are, how would you know and why would you care?
There's two sides to that. Number one, I'm a big privacy advocate. It's absolutely none of my business what they do. On the other hand, though, you know, this may be extreme. I don't want to be extreme. There was a country about 60 years ago in Europe that started with gay people prosecuting them. Then it was Jews.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone has civil rights, and I can't ignore that part of our state and our country that are tax-paying beasts. And I'm a 30-year married woman, okay, with three kids. They don't threaten me at all, number one. Number two, the fact that people who are tax-paying, decent people who are productive members of our society don't have the same rights as everybody else. That is not right. That's just not right. And we have to stand up for something that's that clearly wrong.
Yeah, you know what? I would definitely agree. I the whole thing. It's one of these. You know, it's one of these things. Their name calling and their obsession with this. To me, you know what it says to me in black and white? It says to me in black and white that they have no plan for anything.
Well, see, they can't run on what the really important issues are because they've screwed those all up. All they can run on is this stuff because that's all they have. That's my opinion.
All right. Thank you, Elaine. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about Janet Rowland. Yeah, I'm spending 2 hours on this, but to me this is important. You know what? I want to know what you think of whether this works in this state. Whether you think the state will accept a woman with these kind of views, as one caller said, she's in her 40s, she knows better. And also this whole idea that John Marshall goes off on this huge rant about Progress Now, yelling that they're bedwetting pampered liberals. You know, I'm liberal. I can't remember the last time I wet my bed, and I certainly don't consider myself to be pampered. And I've signed numerous Progress Now petitions. I mean, how is that an answer to anything? I don't know. I don't know how the extremism. I don't know how that extremism like appeals to people. I really don't. And maybe you know what? Maybe you're sitting out there thinking, well, gee, Jay Marvin's dumb. He doesn't get it. Well, maybe I don't get it. Because that kind of stuff on the left doesn't appeal to me either. You know, when I get emails from people who are sitting on the left who send me these name-calling, bashing emails and these extremist kind of viewpoints, you know, that doesn't appeal to me either. I mean, it's like I just think to myself, you know, take a cold shower or something. Do something with your life. I mean, it's just, I don't get it. All right, it's 7:33, 33 minutes past the hour. There's a lot of things I don't get, Aaron O'Neill.
No?
No, I don't get a lot of things. I don't know how I'm able to pass off as a talk show host. I'm not very smart.
Oh, okay.
I don't get a lot of these things. I don't understand how people get suckered into these things. Well, I mean, really. I mean, what, you know, this whole thing about, you know, all this extremist. You know,
yeah.
What? I could do like 3 hours on the extremism that comes out of the other radio station in this town.
Mm-hmm.
I could do like 3 hours worth of shows just reading off all their quotes. And all that stuff defies logic, and it's all extreme, and it's all bizarre, and it's like,
yeah,
you know, give me a break already. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you consider yourself to be a bedwetting, pampered liberal?
Bedwetting, yes. I have rubber sheets.
Oh, you what? I don't remember the last time I wet my bed. You know? I mean, I'm sure we've all done that, right? When you've had, like, a dream or something, and you think you're going to the bed. Oh, never mind. You know, but I can't remember.
Whoa.
Like, I can't remember the last time. Can you remember the last time? I can't. You know, I don't know. And does that say the people on the right have never had those accidents?
I don't know. I guess so.
All right, speaking of accidents, how's the traffic look?
Well, we don't have any accidents on our highways right now. In fact, we're kind of catching an easier drive for our eastbound routes with the cloud cover. Sunshine glare, not too bad. 6th Avenue is still kind of busy from after Sheridan if you're making the connect up with I-25. Southbound I-25 is now backed up from the 112th Avenue Bridge down to 84th, and we're crawling across downtown. But as far as your I-25 drive through T-Rex, wide open both directions right now. We are backed up southbound 225 from Colfax getting down past Alameda. We're seeing some slowdown out in that direction, too. Northbound 225 approaching Parker getting up past Islip. Expect those usual delays. Eastbound Boulder Turnpike from Federal getting down towards Pecos, and C-470 really loaded up this morning crossing Wadsworth and getting past the Highlands Ranch area. Weather for today, partly cloudy skies, maybe a slight chance for an afternoon shower, highs up around 87. We're at 68 degrees now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Right now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford, get your choice of a loaded 04 Explorer or Chevy Trailblazer for just $14,900. Selling SUVs fast and for thousands less is how they survive T-Rex. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford on 3rd Avenue, or online at cheaperfords.com.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:36, 36 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. Everybody hang on. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. I know holding through all of this is a pain, but you know what? Your call's important to me, agree or disagree. So I want to get all of your calls on. Hey, you know what? It's that time of the year again. It's back to school time. It can be one of the most stressful times of the year for anyone in the family. As a matter of fact, in the Turk family, Madison starts school tomorrow. And the entire family needs more sleep to help relieve the stress and be more productive. And the deep sleep you and your family need can be found on the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. And man, did I sleep good last night. And you know what? With the Sleep Number, you can control how firm or soft the mattress will be. And that's your setting. That's your Sleep Number. Mine's usually between 75 and 80. Once you find your Sleep Number, you're cradled in comfort and support that is perfect for you, allowing your body to rest and recover at a comfort level that you choose. Plus, you can change your Sleep Number at will, depending on how you feel. Night after night, you can make it soft, you can make it more firm. It just depends. I mean, you're in control, and you determine what's going to happen, and your partner can determine what he or she is going to do. The key is comfort of air. That's what you really got to keep in mind. The comfort factor is air. Thanks to the Sleep Number bed's revolutionary dual air chamber technology, air contours and supports your body and back better than those unforgiving inner springs. Plus, both of you, as I said, can independently set the, you know, your side of the bed. You get a 30-night home trial, in-home trial, 30-night in-home trial, and a 20-year limited warranty. Mary and I have had our bed for like 8 years, and I'm telling you, it's still great. And you know what? This is just the best in sleep technology. So, you know what? Stop by the Select Comfort store nearest you, but hurry, because if you stop by any Select Comfort store for a limited time, you can get a free pillow when you find your Sleep Number. That offer is valid until supplies last. Plus, you can pick up your free brochure on back-to-school sleep tips for the family. Select Comfort stores are located in most major malls, including here in the Colorado area. Select Comfort stores are located in 9 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Cherry Creek, and Promenade Shops at Centuria.
Al Franken, live.
So my wife worries when I go on these USO tours to Iraq. She says, honey, you don't see Bill O'Reilly going on a USO tour. And I say, honey, that's not fair. He has no talent.
Al Franken and special guest Todd Parkmore, August 24th at the Paramount Theater. Get tickets at Ticketmaster and LiveNation.com. Presented by Live Nation. Paid for by Midwest Values Pack. Online at www.midwestvaluespack.org. And not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Midwest Values Pack is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like the 80-20 Plan, Bauhaus Dog Daycare, and All American Vogue. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
Across America, cops are cracking down like never before. If you drive drunk, you'll get caught and you'll be arrested. So don't take any chances. If you're drunk, do not get behind the wheel. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:40, 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 88, partly sunny, thunderstorms. By the way, if you got your Al Franken tickets, join us for a pre-show party at Bayou Bob's from 5 until 7 on Thursday, August the 24th, located right next to the Paramount Theater. Free hush puppies, fried pickles, plus two-for-one drink specials. Only Progressive Club members can get this deal, so sign up now. For more information, log on to am760.net. We're talking about Janet Roland. Let's go to the phones. Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. Hi. The people on the right have the butler wet the bed for them.
That's pretty good. That's right. They have assistants.
That's right. I spent 11 years in exile in Colorado Springs. Worst job decision I ever made in my life. But this stuff is the hot button issues down there.
That's only part of the state. What about the rest of the state?
The Western Slope, they're going to identify with her identification with the Western Slope. But all it means is that the Ritter folks have to get active, and this will activate them if they exploit it, if they keep trumpeting these quotes out there, and if they make an issue of it. And I have no confidence that they're going to do that. I hope they do. But I've got to tell you, the African-American woman that she disagreed with had a lot of exaggerated points, but looking back on the letters to the editor in the papers that criticized Ritter over the Paul Childs case, there is discontent there. And there is discontent, I've heard, in the party, among the party activists, the ones that really go out and work and ring doorbells and do the work of elections, because of Ritter's stance on abortion. I've had a Democratic activist that's been a friend of mine for 27 years tell me, he's willing to throw women under the bus, I'll vote for him, but I sure don't want to spend a whole bunch of time going out and working for him. So I hope this energizes them.
Well, you know, that's crazy, though, to I mean, once again, you know, the choice is clear-cut. And Bill Ritter, you know, has made his position on abortion clear a million times. You know, that's like old news, and these people need to basically really get over it. And you know what? I haven't lived in a city, and I haven't lived in a state, and I've lived in a lot of places where anytime, you know, there's something that goes on where there's a police shooting, and particularly if it's a highly publicized one where there isn't controversy on both sides and nobody really walks away ever really being happy, and many cities end up settling out of court. But a lot of times, you know, what it hinges on, if you ask a lawyer, it hinges on whether they can make the case or not, and a lot of DAs are damned if they do and damned if they don't. And what I get is from a lot of people, not a lot of people, because I get a couple of these emails, and I get, you know, sometimes I get a call like the woman who called up. You know, they go by what they read in the Rocky Mountain News. Now, do you believe everything you read in the Rocky Mountain News? That'd be point number one. Point number two, you know, we don't know what the insides of those cases are. And then the last point is, look what the alternative is. I mean, look what the frickin' alternative is. You want to, you know, you want to elect somebody who'd be one heartbeat away from the governorship who feels there's no separation of church and state?
Well, that's what they have to exploit. That's what they have to hit on, whether they do it or whether the 527, you know, Colorado's for Life or whatever the 527 is, whether they do it, somebody's got to do it, because if they don't, this little news blip will pass and she's going to escape.
And let me throw one final thing here about all of this. With all we have going on in this state and in this country, how much does this, you know, how much does somebody, I mean, it's a non-issue, these are non-issues.
In certain segments, it plays really, really well. Go down and do the show from Clear Channel Station in the Colorado Springs.
Yeah, but you know, I understand about Colorado Springs, and I feel sorry for people who live there that have to live with people like that. But that's not the entire state, and I would hate to believe that the entire state thinks. I mean, in this age of all the things we have going on, that the entire state is hung up on the idea that, oh my God, two men want to live together. I mean, give me a break.
It isn't the entire state, but those people down there are the ones that are motivated, and they would vote twice if they could. So we have to be motivated on the other side, or else they're going to win.
All right, Bill. Thanks. I appreciate the call. All right. 303-713-7600, two lines open. Let's go to Bill Winter, who's running for Congress. I assume this is the right Bill Winter.
I don't know which one's the right one, Jay.
Yeah, you're the right one, the one running for Congress against Tom Tancredo.
That's me.
What's your take on this woman?
Well, I think, well, frankly, from the perspective of somebody who thinks Bill Riddle's a good man and who would like to see him as my next governor, I think it's great. I think that she says what a lot of the really radical right wing really believes in, which is that they don't believe in equal rights for all Americans. They don't believe in separation of church and state, and I think those things are very important. I do believe in them.
You think this stuff plays? You think this plays in the majority of Colorado, or do you think that it just plays to their base?
I'm not even sure it plays 100% to their base. I think that there are people on the religious right who say, you know what, this isn't necessarily a good thing either. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. I think some people on the religious right may say, hey, this is fantastic that we've got a fundamentalist president in the White House. Okay, fair enough. What happens when we inevitably have a Jewish president, or, you know what, someday a Muslim president, and do you want them to push their religion on the American people? I think that's really what the basis of separation of church and state is all about.
Yeah, you know what, a lot of times you're right, they don't consider this factor of having to wear the shoe on the other foot. That's, you know, that's really, 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 really true, and that the sword cuts both ways. And finally, you know what, let me ask you, you see this, what do you make of this whole thing with John Marshall's ran against Progress Now, their bedwetting, pampered liberal. What liberals? What is it with the right wing that they have to constantly engage in this kind of behavior? Why don't they just discuss the issues?
Well, you know, Jay, it's a funny thing. It's like they have to attack John Kerry and John Murtha on their service because most of them didn't serve, and so they have to attack us on the issues because they have no solutions on the issues. And it's like Karl Rove's plan, which is always go after the strength of your opponent. They have to go after our strengths because as Democrats, we are the party that has solutions. And so they have to stand up and say, well, gee whiz, we don't. And if you look at the great job our Democratic state legislature has done the last 2 years, you see that Democrats get things done. Democrats get things fixed. And look at the last time we had a balanced budget in America. It was under a Democratic president. We had peace and prosperity and things were going well. So they have to attack these things because they don't have anything else to stand on.
All right, Bill Winter, whose event with Mark Warner is former governor of Virginia, is tonight at 4:30 at the Cool River Cafe. Are tickets still available to that, Bill?
Yeah, we're filling up fast. People want to go to the website at winterforcongress.com and get signed up. And, by the way, I want to let you and John Turk know that you guys are definitely invited. We'd love to have you there. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got assurances from Ed Perlmutter, Angie Piccioni, and Jay Fawcett that they'll be there. Herb Rubenstein is going to make an appearance. Ken Gordon is going to be there. We're just going to have a lot of fun.
All right, man, good. I hope it's a smash event and there's a large crowd. And, Bill, always good to hear your voice, man. Thanks for calling.
Hey, and thank you for having Governor Warner on Monday. You did a great job. Really appreciate it.
You got it, man. Anytime. Thank you so much.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
Three lines open here at 303-713-7600. As we're limping to the finish of this hour, Jason in Denver, you're next. And I got three open lines. Whether you think this shops with the majority of Colorado or if it doesn't, and your feelings about a woman who would make these comments. Unbelievable. Yeah, John Turk's got a really good point. Repeat that point.
I just said to Jay, aren't women supposed to be sensitive? I guess not, with comments like that.
Yeah, aren't they? I don't know. Weird stuff. Weird stuff going on. I'm just glad I'm not... I'm glad.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
And starting from the 112th Avenue Bridge, it's certainly stacked up across downtown. And an accident holding up that drive, Diagonal Highway getting into Boulder. Watch out for a wreck southwestbound, Highway 119, just after Niwot. Four cars piled up. It's backing them up there. Weather for today, partly cloudy. Slight chance for an afternoon shower. Highs reaching 87. We're at 68 degrees now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that jumpstarts your car can jumpstart your vacation. AAA Travel. Call, click, or visit AAA for flights, hotel, rental cars, cruises, and Disney vacations. Call AAA Travel at 1-800-JOIN-AAA or visit online at AAA.com.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Hear that? It's the sound of Gigi Dennis stifling Colorado's voices. Dennis is Secretary of State, and one of her jobs is to protect our political rights. Instead, Dennis is trying to muffle thousands of Coloradans. Teachers, nurses, firefighters, workers of all kinds.
Stop them.
Do it now.
Hear that? That's the sound of the party bosses ordering Gigi Dennis around. She's doing their bidding instead of protecting our rights. Dennis issued a ruling that snuffs out the right to political speech and public action for people just like you. Arrogant, arbitrary, unaccountable. That's the Dennis decision. And it's as terrible as it sounds. Hear that? That's the sound of Coloradans demanding action. Gigi Dennis has transformed the Secretary of State's office from guardian of our voting rights into a partisan snake pit. She should reverse her decision and apologize to us all. We can't wait to hear that.
Paid for by Clear Peak, Colorado.
The world's largest money show is coming to Denver with your chance to see the rarest and most valuable coins in the world and a billion-dollar display with real $100,000 bills. It's the American Numismatic Association's World's Fair of Money, August 16th through the 19th at the Colorado Convention Center. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see the first-ever public unveiling of 10 1933 Double Eagle gold pieces, quite probably America's first dollar struck in 1794, and a stunning display of Smithsonian gold coins. It's free exhibits and seminars, and free appraisals of your old coins and currency, with hundreds of dealers ready to buy and sell. So grab that money jar, check your pockets. You may be holding a real treasure without knowing it. To find out, just come to the ANA's World's Fair of Money, August 16th through the 19th at the Colorado Convention Center in downtown Denver. And the cost to see billions of bucks? Not 1 cent. Admission is free. To learn more about the World's Fair of Money, check our website at money.org.
Hello?
Hello, is this Rodrigo?
Yeah, this is him.
My man, listen, it's Josh.
Uh-huh.
The new owner of your Jetta, man, your old GLI 2004 you traded in. I bought it in October last year.
Right.
Dude, it's such a great car.
Wait a minute. That red 2004?
Yeah, dude, it's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Is this weird that I'm calling you?
No, I'm working right
it's
now.
It's just when I'm driving around in this car, I feel like we're connected.
Okay.
You love the Jetta, now I love the Jetta. It's just like we're a family, we should hang out. You and me and the Jetta? How about I give you my number, you ring me when it's good? Do you have an email?
Volkswagen owners really love their cars, but sometimes they have to let them go. Then we pass them on to you. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
It's a comment that I regret making. I'm certainly sorry to have made the comment. And in the real world, after people apologize, we move on.
That's on Janet Rollin. You agree with that? 753. Good morning. AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 88. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. That was her comment. About a comment she made on the Colorado State of Mind, a PBS Public Affairs show. Homosexuality is an alternative lifestyle. For some, bestiality is an alternative lifestyle. Do we allow a man to marry a sheep? At some point, we have to draw the line. This is something she said. And also, Beaupre's spokesman, his campaign manager, John Marshall, calling the people from Progress Now bedwetting pampered liberals. And some guy called up and wouldn't stay on the line, but he called up and said, if you had a choice between Janet Rollin and the sheep, wouldn't you vote for the sheep? And my question is, does this play through the majority of Colorado? Here's Jason in Denver. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. You were talking about a little bit about extremism and also Janet Rollins' statement about how the separation of church and state is not in the Constitution. Well, extremism is often born of stupidity and ignorance, and it's patently obvious that this woman is both. Thomas Jefferson, the guy who happened to write the First Amendment in which the freedom of religion exists, stated explicitly that there's a separation of church and state. Apparently, she never took a history class where you would have read, say, for example, the Federalist Papers, which also state very, very explicitly that there is a separation of church and state. People who are ignorant and refuse to learn, much like the radical GOP of today who want to strip our children of a good public education, do it so that they can breed ignorance and fill them with these insane ideas about how creationism should be taught in the public schools.
Well, she thinks creationism should be taught in the public schools.
I know. It's because she's stupid and ignorant.
You know what? Is there any difference between these people and radical Islamists, other than radical Islamists use violence?
There's absolutely no difference. If you look at their political philosophies, where they want to take their respective sovereign states, it's exactly the same. I mean, the only difference between the extreme right wing of the Republican Party and the Taliban is their willingness to use violence. They both repress and demean women. I think they should have no role in active role in society. They abhor a liberal education, one that would teach them ideas about other religions and other people. They run to their bastions of conservatism like the Springs or this crazy Domino's pizza guy's community in Florida where he's building a Christian community where you basically apparently have to take a religious test to live there. I mean, there's no difference.
Yeah, that's absolute insanity. All right, before I run out of time here, does this play in the majority of Colorado, yes or no?
No.
All right.
It plays in the Springs. It plays in some crazy people's houses, but most people who actually have any common sense and aren't stupid and ignorant like Beaupre and his lieutenant governor, it won't play.
All right, Jason, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thank you for the call.
Bye.
All right. Let me go to John real quick. John on a cell phone in Denver. John, go. Did I lose him? Oh, I lost him. Gone. Vaporized out. It's just been the way this entire week has been.
It's that line one button.
It's that line one button, man. It's so messed up. And there's, and it's like, is that him again? Is he back? We're going to run out of time here. Did he call back? That line one, is it him? All right, I'll give Molly 30 seconds. Molly, you got 30 seconds. Take it. Turn your radio down and go ahead, Molly.
Oh, hi. Hey, I just wanted to comment on the previous caller and your comparison between the Taliban and the right wing and the right wing's not using violence. I would disagree with that point in that they have a lot more in common than you'd say because the right wing will use violence. I mean, Iraq is a perfect example of, if we disagree with somebody, we're going to attack them.
Yeah, you know what? I got to think about that. That's a pretty good comment. Thank you, Molly. I appreciate it.
Sure.
All right. We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The 9/11 calls are due to be out today. I want to get your view on that. Plus a whole lot more.
The biggest motorsport event of 2006 is here. The Rocky Mountain Muscle Car and Truck Festival. Watch the baddest names in the monster truck world face off.
Barefoot, Carolina Crusher, Monster Patrol, and more.
Monster truck rides with the Colorado Crusher.
Mud races.
Truck pulls.
Wet t-shirt contests.
Show and shine with hot rods.
Muscle cars.
4x4s and much more. August 26th and 27th at Island Grove Park. Tickets through Tickets West or any King Supers location. Sponsored by Flowmaster, Fine Line Signs and Graphics, Summit Racing, and Rocky Mountain Mobile Truck Service.
Hey, we still do. We're McStain Neighborhoods, pioneer green builders, supporters of smart growth, creators of neighborhoods where people feel connected to each other and to the natural environment. And every so often, we like to celebrate the fact that we're still here doing what we do. This year, we're celebrating in a way that we think is pretty special. Between now and September 30th, if you buy a new McStain home, we'll give you a whole year of clean, wind-generated power for your home. And that's not all. To go with your beautiful, energy-efficient McStain home, you'll also get a stylish, fuel-efficient Vespa scooter. So you'll have wind in your hair and wind power in your home. It's pretty much a wind-wind situation. This anniversary offer is limited. Visit McStain.com for details. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. With more Israeli tanks leaving South Lebanon, the Lebanese cabinet is poised to send peacekeeping troops to the border area. A government source says that deployment could begin tomorrow, but there's still no word on when a UN force will be in place.
I'm Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Israel's army chief says Israeli troops could remain in South Lebanon for months. He was responding to intelligence assessments that it could take months for 15,000 international troops to arrive. Until they do, Israeli forces are staying put. It was a backtrack from yesterday when the army chief said Israeli troops would be out of Lebanon in 10 days.
The mayor of one hard-hit South Lebanon town says rescue teams there have found 32 more bodies in the rubble. Workers in Tyre have been digging a mass grave for 100 war victims. As millions of Americans make plans to hit the road for a final fling before Labor Day, officials around the country are gearing up to go after drunken drivers with highway checkpoints and other super enforcement efforts. Dan Thiel lost his wife to a drunken driver, and the crash left his daughter paralyzed. Thiel says common sense enforcement would make a difference.
More people out, I guess, on the street patrolling at night and kind of watching the taverns and the bars and the restaurants.
Thiel calls his life since the crash a nightmare. A Chicago immigration leader who's in this country illegally has taken refuge in a Methodist church to avoid being deported. The Reverend Walter Coleman says Elvira Arellano is the last person the government ought to be worrying about.
If you have major resources of the government in this country chasing down 12 million people who pose no threat at all to this country, then what resources do you have to go after actual terrorists?
Customs officials say they intend to arrest Arellano at a time and date in the future. Going by the numbers, Microsoft is where the boys are. CBS's Jim Shenaby tells us the company's doing something to change that.
Microsoft is holding a week-long camp called DigiGirls. 73 high school girls are in attendance. The Redmond, Washington-based software giant currently has a male-to-female employee ratio of 3-1, and it would like to change that. But officials admit it's not easy. Technology is not seen as a natural choice for women. What this camp is trying to get across is that tech is cool. Jim Shenaby, CBS News.
The actor who played Billy Crystal's best friend in City Slickers and When Harry Met Sally has died. Bruno Kirby was 57.
You tell her about other women.
Yeah, like the other night. I made love to this woman, and it was so incredible. I took her to a place that wasn't human. She actually meowed.
Kirby died Monday of complications from leukemia. Latest reports on the economy show a 0.4% increase in July consumer prices, slower growth in industrial production, and a 2.5% drop in new home building. Wall Street seems to be okay with that. The Dow's ahead 28 points, Nasdaq's up 7. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
I'd like a real estate website where I can look at all the listings, not just those of a single company.
I'll know the right house when I see it, but it's frustrating having to go from website to website. I'm wearing out my mouse.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. REMAX listings and our competitors' listings, too. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Larimer County prosecutors are expected to file child abuse charges against a dad who says his son fell out of a boat on Carter Lake a month ago. Investigators now think 2-year-old Shay Smith was actually being towed behind the boat in a tube at speeds of up to 30 miles an hour. A month-long search has been suspended with no body found. The dad, Gil Smith, is expected to be charged this morning. A dangerous fire burning near Casper, Wyoming, forcing evacuations and prompting a state of emergency there.
We have about 750 homes that have been evacuated. We did get a little bit of good news overnight. The fire is holding at 8,000 acres for the Jackson Canyon fire. We don't believe we've lost any additional structures overnight as well.
That's Susan Burke from K2 Radio in Casper. A federal Type 1 incident command team now taking over the fight today, which may bring some relief. Burke says there are a lot of smoke there hanging over Casper, and the whole town can see the flames on Casper Mountain. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we've got more problems than any traffic heading in from the north into town. Southbound I-25 at 104th Avenue. Have a crash that's hanging up the left lane and does have traffic backed up to 120th Avenue. Of course, Washington or Huron, east or west of the highway, there would be pretty good alternates. But it's helped improve that drive getting past 84th and getting towards the downtown area. C-470 is looking much better eastbound, getting past Wadsworth. It's still pretty busy in that drive across Highlands Ranch. And we're improving southbound 225 just a touch from Colfax getting down through Iliff. Northbound 225 starting to loosen up from Parker Road getting up past Iliff itself. And Boulder Turnpike eastbound, of course, we got the usual slowdown approaching Federal. We're starting to see those westbound slowdowns starting from Sheridan getting up towards Church Ranch. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy, slight chance for an afternoon shower. Highs reaching 87. We're at 68 now. Marin O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Need new tires? Get new tires chosen specifically for your vehicle. Get a free tire rotation and 27-point inspection.
The biggest motorsport event of 2006 is here. The Rocky Mountain Muscle Car and Truck Festival. Watch the baddest names in the monster truck world face off.
Barefoot, Carolina Crusher, Monster Patrol, and more.
Monster truck rides with the Colorado Crusher.
Mud races.
Truck pulls.
Wet t-shirt contests.
Show and shine with hot rods.
Muscle cars.
4x4s and much more. August 26th and 27th at Island Grove Park. Tickets through Tickets West or any King Supers location. Sponsored by Flowmaster, Fine Line Signs and Graphics, Summit Racing, and Rocky Mountain Mobile Truck Service.
Hey, at Coors Field, Rocky's Dugout Stores, King Supers, 1-800-388-ROCK, or online at ColoradoRockies.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Seven minutes after 8, high today, 88, partly sunny with thunderstorms here. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, good to have you along. Before we get to these 9-11 calls and your opinion about that, we're going to talk to Michael Huttner, Executive Director of ProgressNow.org, about John Marshall's comments about how they're bedwetting pampered liberals. No one cares what they say about anything. They have no credibility, and this is... in response to Progress Now's petition to get Janet Rowland removed, asking Bob Beaupre to remove her as his running mate. And, Michael, good morning and welcome back to the show. Nice to have you on.
Well, thank you for having us on.
All right. What do you make of this? They're bedwetting, pampered liberals.
You know, it's funny. It's I think there's the old quote. I think that Gandhi had that first they ignore you, and then they laugh at you, and then they fight you. And they certainly aren't ignoring us any longer. John Marshall, who is Bob Beaupre's campaign manager, while he should be focusing on trying to promote his candidate, is completely going off message and attacking progress now, because we have demonstrated over and over how the complete disorganization of his campaign and how Bob Beaupre is completely both ways Bob on every, not every issue, but just about every issue. And that's why we have a website called bothwaysbob.org that people can go to. This one in particular was a complete failure on Bob Beaupre's part and his campaign to vet their now lieutenant governor running mate, a woman named Janet, and we call her Janet Jim Welker Rowland. So, you know, it's and that's why he's responding to. We put out a petition that he replace her before the deadline last night, and they missed the opportunity because, it, you know, as maybe you and others recall, Jim Welker was the Colorado State Representative who was shunned by the Republican Party for using stories such as a lady in India marrying her dog to polarize the question of marriage during budget debates. Well, similarly, Rowland, when she was on a PBS program last March, rambled on about a man to marry a sheep when asked about the merits of domestic partnership.
Right. She apologizes for that and says she regrets she made that comment.
Yeah, she regrets it. And what's amazing is that while a lot of the progressive folks in the state are focused on the budget, the right wing, and now it looks like our lieutenant governor candidate, is focused on bestiality. And it's amazing where the priorities are. They're talking about bestiality, and we're focused on trying to fix the budget and make sure that people get good education, better health care, and other important issues to Colorado.
Yeah, I asked this question for the last 2 hours. I've been talking about this, and I asked this question. I mean, do you really think that this kind of... I should laugh because, to me, this woman is like scary. But do you think that this plays with the majority of this state?
No, I think what we've been hearing, and I've got quite a few connections, both you know, certainly on our with the Democrats, but also I've talked to a lot of Republicans, and there's a whisper campaign that basically Bob Beaupre, by selecting this woman that nobody had heard of, and what little we know about her, she's an extreme right wing extremist with these bestiality comments. He's basically conceded the race, and that's why you're seeing the latest polls, even this week, where he's actually 9 points down, which for Beaupre to be 9 points down this early out in a state that has, you know, more Republicans than Democrats, unfortunately, he's in big trouble. And all the Republicans thought that he set up an expectation that this lieutenant governor nominee was going to be a great boost to the ticket. If anything, she's been a real loser for them.
Well, she filled out, according to the Rocky Mountain News, she filled out this Q&A with Western Colorado's Christian Chronicles, a testimony. She said, they asked her, what is your position regarding President Bush's faith-based initiatives? I fully support it. I introduced faith-based programs in the Department of Human Services, so now we know who to blame for that. Do you believe that creationism should be taught in our schools along with the theory of evolution, or just one, either both or neither? All religions are welcome in school except Christianity. This is wrong. And when she was asked, how do you feel about the issue of separation of church and state? She said it's not in the Constitution. We should have the freedom of religion, not freedom from.
That's right. I saw that yesterday. Anybody can go and look at this actual survey that she filled out for a very, very religious right newsletter called The Testimony. If you type in on a basic Google search, The Testimony and Janet Rowland, you can see this full survey of questions. And many of the ones you just mentioned and others, which are just show you that she would actually make James Dobson look liberal on a lot of issues.
So she's totally, in your opinion, totally and completely out of the mainstream.
She is, and she's, you know, and beyond that, she's a complete unknown. She's never been tested. And what Beaupre's failure, the real failure here is Bob Beaupre. His failure was he did not properly vet this. This should have been a boost to his ticket, and he set up these expectations by bringing her on late in the season. And it's been a complete flop. And it's just another, you know, hopefully testimony to how this campaign is completely disorganized. They've got a guy at the top who came in and talked to us yesterday or today in the papers, who does not know how to run a campaign. He's a He's a press guy, and he's average at that, but he doesn't have any clue how to run a campaign, and it's showing over and over, both in the way that they vet their lieutenant governor running mate and in the way that he's setting up his messaging, which is completely off-message, attacking us when he should be trying to promote his candidate, which is great for us. We hope he continues that.
Why in the world would he pick somebody like this? Is it simply because he's incompetent, or, I mean, because he believes in playing to the base and that the base is somehow going to get him elected? I mean, why would you pick a woman with such extreme views?
I think he didn't know. I think it's a real failure on Bob Beaupre's part. It shows, you know, there's one of two explanations. Either he knew and he picked somebody that's completely out of touch with Colorado mainstream values, which is even worse. If we give him a little bit of credit, he just has a completely disorganized campaign that didn't properly vet this person. It didn't even know these crazy comments that she put in that testimony survey that you just quoted from, or these comments about focusing on bestiality and marriage with sheep. It's unusual. I think it really shows how Beaupre is either completely out of touch with our values or just completely disorganized.
He doesn't come across as being very... I don't want to say he's not smart, but he comes across as just not being very sharp.
No, you know, it's even worse. What you're going to be hearing about, I think, starting this week, is that the business community, the chambers of commerce across the state, are starting to move all against Beaupre because they realize he was on the wrong side of investing in our state with opposing referendum C. He had an opportunity to select a lieutenant governor running mate who was actually pro-business and working with the business community, and he picked one that was adamantly, just as much as he was, against investing in Colorado. And now the business community, the buzz around that I'm hearing, is that they're all starting to organize, Republicans, Democrats, unaffiliated, all starting to organize against Beaupre because they think he's completely out of touch with the business community of Colorado.
Well, you know, in his debate, I think it was last night or whatever, he's quoted in the paper this morning, is kind of indicating that he believes that the problem with state government is the government itself. I mean, you know, those who don't like government can't run it, basically.
Right, right. And it's interesting because he says that, but if you actually look at a couple of his votes back in Congress, he was the only congressperson from Colorado, and I'm talking, you know, not DeGette, not Udall, not Tancredo, not Musgrave, the only one to try to get a contract to the military contractors for an extra few hundred million dollars to expedite embassy building in Baghdad. Everybody except for Beaupre voted for against these military contracts, and he was trying to expand spending. I mean, he'll vote for a constitutional amendment to balance the budget one month, and then the next month he'll vote to put us in debt an additional $800 million with military spending. So he's certainly, and that's why he's getting this reputation, and he's earned it, is both ways, Bob, and why, you know, people can go look at our website, bothwaysbob.org, and we constantly update it with all the different flip-flops that Beaupre has made.
Yeah, there's also this article this morning in the Rocky Mountain News about Beaupre's Mexican ID vote questioned, a vote by U.S. Representative Bob Beaupre to allow banks to accept an ID card the Mexican government gives to illegal immigrants has raised issues of whether Beaupre faced a conflict of interest and voted to protect his own bank.
Yeah, if you go to, you know, he has a huge interest, millions of dollars a year from a bank, Heritage Bank, and if you go there, you can actually see that he has, while he claims it's, you know, a lot of banks do this, but the difference between a lot of banks and Beaupre is he continually goes after that he's strong on enforcement on immigration, but if you look at his bank, they have fairly lenient rules that he's made literally millions and millions of dollars off loaning money to people that he's bashing back in Congress. So it's really the hypocrisy in the bothwaysbob.org once again.
Well, it's going to be an interesting campaign, and this Janet Rowland scares the hell out of me. I just hope that Coloradoans realize there's more important things than men with sheep and these excessively out of the mainstream viewpoints that she seems to represent. And, I mean, she'd be one heartbeat away from the governor. I mean, governorship. I mean, that should scare the hell out of most people.
That's right. She really is. Some people call her Jim Welker and drag. She really she uses comments just like Jim Welker, who even the Republican leadership, you know, shunned him, and now these folks are totally, you know, the Beau Prez campaign is totally backstepping. It's almost like they're apologizing for bringing her on as a running mate, which is, you know, a huge misstep by them. And we hope that you and your listeners will continue to watch. And certainly, if people want to get our updates, they go to progressnowaction.org, and they can sign up for our updates. We try to update people on all the very extreme and careless things that Beau Prez and his campaign are doing.
All right, Michael, thank you so much for your time this morning on such short notice. Really appreciate having you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me on.
All right, you bet. There's Michael Huttner, Executive Director of Progress Now. Go to progressnow.org if you want more information. If you want to be a pampered bedwetting liberal like the rest of us. All right. It's 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Thank you so much for being here this morning. And we'll talk about these 9-11 calls. And also, we'll go to open phones after 9 o'clock.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at miketurnerlaw.com.
Down to the Tech Center Drive, either side of the highway, in pretty good shape, although a little slow northbound right around University. We're still catching delays eastbound Boulder Turnpike, Federal to Pecos, on the westbound side, getting busy now from Sheridan up to Church Ranch. Eastbound I-70 overall, not a bad drive. Still busy approaching I-25 out past Brighton. Getting a look at your weather for today. Partly cloudy, slight chance for an afternoon shower. Highs reaching 87 today. We're at 68 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This fair rocks. The Colorado State Fair in Pueblo, August 25th through Labor Day. Your whole family will enjoy 11 days and 11 nights of concerts, rodeos, carnival, fiesta, livestock, and more. Get info at coloradostatefair.com.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661. Or on the web at miketurnerlaw.com.
Hey, Denver, it's Incredible Vision, made incredibly affordable. For a limited time, you can still save $1,000 on LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, the Rockies' most trusted name in vision. So this summer, get out there and get focused with LASIK by the world-class eye surgeons of Spivak Vision Center and our $1,000 LASIK savings. To make Spivak LASIK even more affordable, we'll finance your LASIK procedure interest-free for one full year. And with payments as low as $3 a day, your wait for the ultimate LASIK procedure is over. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself by calling Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020. For incredible vision made incredibly affordable, there's only one name for LASIK, Spivak LASIK. Call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
Checker Auto Parts.
What your car is really saying, number 11, the muscle car.
Here, Donald. Acceleration on and away. We're the classic American muscle machines. My brethren, Cuda, Goat, Firebird, and I roam the world seeking professionals to keep us in top condition. Today, we attack a secret fortress that stocks the oils and fluids we hero cars require. Plus jacks, hoists, heavy lifting gear, and all with a super strong 5% low price guarantee. Now ready to intercept the parts store parking lot? Transmit the passcode. We got it.
On the road or in the garage, it's always Checker Auto Parts for tools, like a 42-piece air spray gun kit, 140-piece mechanics tool set, a 2-in-1 nailer stapler, or a 30-piece combo wrench set. Your choice, just $29.99 each. And diamond plate truck boxes, full or compact size, only $149. You need it? You want it? We got it.
Maintain those massive muscles. You know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
Got tickets to see Al Franken? Looking for a place to hang with other progressives before the show? AM 760 has your exclusive pass to our Al Franken pre-show party at Bayou Bob's. Stop by Bayou Bob's next to the Paramount between 5 and 7 p.m. on August 24th and receive pre-show appetizers and drink specials available only to Progressive Club members. Not a Progressive Club member? Log on to am760.net to register and get all the details. It's a pre-party before the Al Franken show with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 823 minutes after 8. High today 88. Partly sunny. Got some thunderstorms out there roaming around, which we should encounter today. And if you've got tickets to see Al Franken, join us for a pre-show party at Bayou Bob's from 5 until 7 on Thursday, August the 24th, located right next to the Paramount Theater. Free hush puppies and fried pickles. I have never had fried pickles.
They are the absolute best thing in the world, Jay.
Are they really?
I mean, it like my mouth is watering right now just thinking about them. They're sliced. You know, they're sliced pickles. They deep fry them. So they're like little chicken nuggets, but there's pickles inside. And then you dip them in ketchup. Oh, man, they are so good.
Jeez, I'm hungry right now. Plus, two-for-one drink specials. Only Progressive Club members can get this deal, so go sign up now at am760.net. Fried pickles, huh?
The best. The best appetizer ever.
You think it's the best appetizer ever?
I think it's the best appetizer ever.
Spend all those political talk, and let's talk for the next hour and a half about food. you know, let's talk about something we can all really get into about food. Fried pickles? We'll have to try it sometime, I guess. I swear, you know, in all the places I've lived, I've never had them. And I've had something I bet you the majority of callers to this radio station and listeners have never had because the animal, as far as I know, is now either extinct or it costs too much money in order to be able to afford it, that the average person can't afford it. But I remember having it as a kid. I have never run into anybody who ever had it. And you know what that is? That's fried abalone. Has anybody ever had abalone? Either fried or just raw? And I can remember getting it at Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco as a kid. And I said to Mary, I go, well, you ever had fried abalone? No. Well, she's, you know, from New Albany, Mississippi. But more, I don't even know if you can still get that. I don't see it in any seafood places. Don't have it on the menu. And I understand that it's either extinct or it's too expensive to be able to afford it. Do we have somebody on there who's had it? Johnny, have you had fried abalone, man?
No, I'm calling about deep fried cheese curds.
Deep fried cheese curds, get off!
You have to be in Wisconsin, though, and eat a whole bunch of them and have beers.
Yeah, you know what else in Wisconsin? Have you ever had Kringle? Is that what it's called?
Racine Kringle.
Yeah, Racine Kringle. I love Kringle, man.
Pecan, almond, cheese.
Yeah.
We come home with a bag, going to customs with a bag full of that stuff. But much love for the cheese curds in Wisconsin.
Well, when are you going to Wisconsin again?
Christmas.
Well, bring me some Kringle back, would you?
Okay, if you're going to be in Golden, I'll meet you up at the...
I'll drive up there to get it from you.
If we can set this up, I'd love to bring you Kringle, Jay. That would be my pleasure. All the hard work you do for a hardworking man and all the people here, that would be my pleasure.
Hey, Kringle rocks, pal.
All right, well, listen, I'll try and talk to Turk or something, or maybe I'll get a hold of you after I get them, but it'll be Christmas.
All right, no sweat. I can wait, though.
Yes, sir. Hey, thanks for everything you do.
You got it, Johnny. Have a good day.
Peace.
All right. Here's Holly in Denver. Holly, have you had fried abalone?
Hi, Jay.
Yeah, have you ever had it?
I have had a bite of it. My brother-in-law adores it. He grew up eating it in San Diego. And we went to a restaurant one time in San Diego, and he got it, and I wouldn't because it was so darn expensive. But I had a bite of it, and I thought it was delicious. This was about maybe 6 or 7 years ago.
So I guess you can still get it, but I hear it's like really, really, really expensive.
It is. It is. It's wicked expensive. But he swears by it and loves it so much because he grew up with it like you.
Yeah, I haven't had it in years, though. I mean, I can't tell you when was the last time I had it. And I can't remember what the reason was that I even thought about it. Mary and I were having a discussion maybe about seafood, or we're having a discussion about, Because Mary's got all these things. Mary's got all these things that she grew up with that that you know that I've never heard of. Like she told me, once she said to me, okay, and I've never heard this before. She said to me, I had this thing on my neck. Okay, so anyway, she says to me, you know what I need? What I need is I need a good poultice for that.
A good what?
A poultice. I go, what is a poultice? She goes, well, I can say it's a homemade recipe. She goes, my mother used to make poultices. So I went and looked it up, and she's right. And, you know, she has a, so I guess I was just, we were having a, we must have been having a discussion about things when we were kids, you know?
Right.
And things that you remember that, you know, are unique to the area you grew up in. And I grew up in Orange County, California. So, and I remember having the abalone in San Francisco, but I thought that you couldn't get abalone. I thought it was gone.
No, I think you can get it, I would imagine. Well, it's time to Google abalone in restaurants, and I grew up with scrapple. Have you heard of that?
Yes, I have heard of scrapple. It's a meat byproduct made in Philadelphia.
I loved it when I was a kid with maple syrup. I loved it.
Ooh, I tried scrapple once and couldn't get through it.
Mm-hmm. Well, keep talking about food. I love hearing about it.
All right, Holly, thanks.
Okay, bye.
All right, is there anywhere in Denver to get any fried abalone? Does anybody know? Sonona's downtown at 16th and Market. We can get abalone. I wonder how much it costs. Fried or sushi. I wonder how much it costs, though. I wonder how expensive it is. Alan, Denver. Alan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
Hi. Yeah, I've had abalone. On the North Shore of California, up around Mendocino.
Right.
There is a certain time of the year. When we were up there, it was like mid-June. And you have to have a permit to actually to pick these things. Because,
you do?
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, you can be arrested. And the time we were passing through there, we were camping, and this is only 3 years ago. Well, there were people up there. There's the lowest of the low tides, it's called. It happens in June, and all these people, guys, go out along the rocks that are offshore, and they kind of grope around the bottom, near the bottom, underneath these rocks, and they locate the abalone there, and they're large mollusks. So then they cut them off the rocks, and they have to be a certain size, and how they prepare them, they pan fry them, just like they would breadfish.
Right, and, I remember that.
And it's like the old cliche. It is a lot like chicken. It's very meaty in that and obviously no bones, but it's just very meaty and dense meat. And
I remember it being very chewy.
Well, it could be that way, but it has to be, if you get it fresh and you eat it right after you cook it, then it's not bad at all. But once it sits around for a little bit, it gets kind of rubbery. And it was very neat to see this. There was one character out there with these black and white golf shoes. And and a diver's outfit walking around these rocks. And he wears those shoes so he doesn't slide off of the rocks because the rocks are so slippery. And so it was kind of cool to see that. We just happened upon it. And I was like, gosh, that's pretty good. So you do see abalone in season in restaurants around, also on the coast. But it's when it's in season.
But it's expensive as hell, though, probably.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty expensive. And there, you have a limit as to how many you can collect per day. So, it's all out there.
Well, you know what? The next time I'm out there, I'm going to hunt it down. Although somebody said you can get it here.
Yeah, you can. In some of the restaurants I've seen, like you said in Sonotis, you can get it as a sushi deal. I don't know about tempura. They may do a tempura also, but I've seen it on the sushi menu. It's all sliced up and stuck on little bits of rice. So,
man, I'm definitely scoring some abalone this weekend.
Them's good eats.
Yep, you got it. Hey, thank you, Alan.
Thanks.
All right, let me squeeze one more in here. Keith Evergreen, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay.
Yes.
This is Keith from Evergreen.
Hey, man.
Abalone you can get online if you really got a Jones for it at TraderJoe's.com.
You can buy it online.
Buy it online.
I will definitely check it out, man.
Check it out, man. Thanks, Jay.
All right. Thanks, Keith. You know, next thing I got to do is I got to ask Ed Schultz if he ever has had abalone, because Ed's like the king of food. All right, it's 8:32. You ever had abalone, Aaron O'Neill?
Never. No, I'd never even heard of it.
See, now I think it's time we should go to, where did they say it was? Sonoda's?
Sonoda's, I think.
Sonoda's?
Yeah.
We should go down there and get some abalone.
Let's do it.
They say it's expensive. Are you paying?
Sure.
Well, you're magnanimous, right? No problem.
Exactly.
You'll just whip out that big wad of bread and just peel off a couple of hundreds.
Yeah, you'll help me wash dishes afterwards, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I never thought, I thought it was something that I had as a kid, and then it was, and then it just went and disappeared, and you just didn't have it anymore. So It's kind of weird that I brought it up this morning. We had callers who you know, Keith and Al and others, who called up and Holly who talked about it. It's kind of weird that, you know, but we're in the Western United States, so maybe that's one of the reasons why people know about it, about abalone. I love seafood, but you know what the problem with it? I'm increasingly paranoid over the pollution in the ocean.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So you eat too much seafood, you glow? I don't know if that's true, if it's that bad. I don't have any idea. Well, all right, so now we were going to do the 9/11 calls, and we might as well blow that off, right? We might as well just go to open phones, because now we've gotten off on things about food. What would be your favorite food of all time?
Me?
Yeah, if you had to name something.
Oh, I love breakfast food. So I love a good pancake, buttermilk pancake. I know,
Turk's laughing.
It's pretty vanilla, isn't it?
you can't come up with something better than a pancake.
I love pancakes. Come on. Nice short stack of buttermilk, maple syrup.
Well, you'll be on Vitorin or Lipitor for long, so what the hell? You might as well eat as much as you can.
You got it.
Oh, Lord. All right, what's the traffic look like?
Well, the traffic's clearing up nicely around town. In fact, a lot of our eastbound routes are nearly back to normal. We've got two problems along southbound I-25, a big crash up north at 104th that's been hanging up that left lane and keeping that traffic backed up to 120th. Of course, you want to use Washington or here on east or west of the highway. Once you clear that, you're going to find delays getting across downtown. We've got another wreck. South Bend I-25 near 20th Street has the right lane hung up, and we're just backed up to Park Ave right now. Looks like eastbound 6th Avenue is clearing up from Sheridan on over. The turnpike's nearly back to normal on the eastbound side. We're still dealing with the slowdowns westbound Highway 36 from Sheridan up towards 104 Church Ranch. Weather today, partly cloudy. Slight chance for afternoon showers and highs of 87. We're at 70 degrees now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Support provided by Key Bank. Reaching financial decisions is easier with Key on your side. Wherever you're going, Key helps you find the best routes to getting there, one smart step at a time. Find the best routes with Key Bank. Key. Achieve anything.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free DVD, The 3 Secrets to Making Money in the Stock Market. And with your DVD, I'll also include a free 30-day trial to my stock investor website. Together, this is a $139 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my stock investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my stock investor website, call 1-800-889-8896. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-889-8896. That's 1-800-889-8896.
Hear that? It's the sound of Gigi Dennis stifling Colorado's voices. Dennis is Secretary of State, and one of her jobs is to protect our political rights. Instead, Dennis is trying to muffle thousands of Coloradans.
teachers, nurses, firefighters, workers of all kinds.
Stop them.
Do it now.
Hear that? That's the sound of the party bosses ordering Gigi Dennis around. She's doing their bidding instead of protecting our rights. Dennis issued a ruling that snuffs out the right to political speech and public action for people just like you. Arrogant, arbitrary, unaccountable. That's the Dennis decision. And it's as terrible as it sounds. Hear that? That's the sound of Coloradans demanding action. Gigi Dennis has transformed the Secretary of State's office from guardian of our voting rights into a partisan snake pit. She should reverse her decision and apologize to us all. We can't wait to hear that.
Paid for by Clear Peak, Colorado.
A show that causes Republicans to drive their Hummers into a ditch. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I just saw something on Joe Walsh here not too long ago. 8:38, 38 minutes past the hour. High today, 88. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. Where did I see that? Was it in Rolling Stone? Was it in the New York Times? Something about Walsh making a comeback or out on the road touring or doing something. All right. You know, I never know what you want to call about. I never know what you want to talk about. And, the phones were like stormed over abalone. So I never know what anybody wants to talk about here in the morning. And sometimes, you know, we'll do something that we think is really serious, and you just can't buy a call. And then other times, talk about food and abalone. And, you know, maybe it's the fact is, maybe what it amounts to is maybe that the political rhetoric is too shrill, and maybe we need a break from it every once in a while. Even though I felt like I had to sound the alarm bell this morning about Janet Roland, I just felt like I had to get on and do that because I found that, you know, her thoughts to be so alien. But I didn't know we were going to end up getting into abalone, which now I know where to go get some, and you can also get it online, I guess. So, Turk, are you in there looking up the prices of abalone?
I wasn't, but I'm going to right now. I'll let you know if we can get some abalone shipped here.
How much it's expensive? How much that stuff's expensive? I wonder how much it costs in comparison, though, to a gallon of gasoline. Which, by the way, why aren't the prices in gasoline coming down, considering the oil scare seems to be abated, pretty much. And I notice that the price of oil is falling. I think it's settled down to like $73 a barrel. And how come the price of the pump doesn't go down? See, we need an investigation of this. We really do. There's a story on the wire this morning about scariness or people being scared. Is the main reason for the increase in oil prices. I'm sorry, gasoline prices. And if it's down to $73 a barrel, why doesn't the price go down? I mean, I had to fill up this morning at about 4 o'clock this morning. I had to fill up because I was almost out of gas when I, thank God Bellevue was open. And I didn't have to go any extra length. All right, let's go to open phones at this point, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. I got three open lines, and we'll shelve the 9/11. You know what I was going to ask about the 9/11 calls is they're being released today, and I must be the only person who feels this way because I haven't heard anybody else say this, but you know what? I don't want to hear those calls. And I know that there are, and we've talked about it on the air, there are a lot of questions about 9/11. And I know I disagree with a lot of you about it, but I don't want to hear the calls. I don't want to relive the horror of 9/11. And I object to the fact that people say, well, you live in a pre-9/11 state of mind. When, you know what, I know that there's terrorism out there. I just don't need to be reminded of it, of what went on that day. It's indelibly etched in my head. And I was thinking this morning before I got on the radio, you know, when you think about events, like I can tell you where I was, depending on your age now, I can tell you where I was when JFK was shot. I can tell you where I was when Robert Kennedy was gunned down. I can tell you where I was when Martin Luther King was assassinated. I can tell you where I was when John Lennon was killed. I can tell you where I was when 9/11 happened. I can tell you where I, you know, all of these events I can tell you where I was, and it's like, you know, I'll never forget them, and they'll never go out of my mind. I mean, I'll never, you know, as long as I have my thinking facilities, I'll always remember them happening, and I'll always, remember vividly all of them happening. Like, for instance, I saw Robert Kennedy Jr. I mean, I saw him shot live on TV. But I just don't, I don't want to go see that Trade Center movie with Nicolas Cage. I brought that up before. And I don't want to hear these 9/11 calls. So, that was basically what I was going to ask you. And I don't know if you'd want to call on that or not. If anybody, feels that way, or if, I'm just sitting here and I just feel that way myself, and so I'm the one that's hiding from reality, but I just don't want to sit down, and the calls have not been released, but they're going to be released today. But I don't want to sit there and listen to it. I know what it's about. And I have very strong views about dealing with terrorists. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll go to John in Louisville. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Uh-oh, was I on line one?
No, you're okay. You're fine.
Sounded like I got cut off there. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, man. John, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks. Hey, I don't know if you had time, but I emailed you this link to this article I saw on Blue News yesterday by a guy named John Herbert, who's writing for the Hernando Today. He is out of Tampa. And the headline of the article is Naive Ned Lamont Clueless on Iraq. Did you get a chance to check that out?
No, I haven't seen it, but I'll look at it. There's also a newspaper out. I wish I could think of the name of it. It has something to do with a Republic in it that calls him a communist.
check this out. This guy actually says something to the effect. I have it in my hand. I'm just kind of frantic right now. I don't see exactly where it is, but basically says that it's a well-known fact that Ned Lamont's mother was a socialist. And you know what? First and foremost, who cares if she was? Doesn't mean he was. But and this guy is just ridiculous. I don't know if he's just being paid by the right-wing neocons to write crap like this just to reinforce the naive base that they have, or if he actually believes this. But it was so frustrating because, it was poorly written. And second of all, I mean, the whole article is a single paragraph. I mean, as in about a two-page paragraph. And all he does is just, I mean, there's really very, very little substance and facts. And one thing he says is something to the effect of, like, the Prime Minister for England 1 year before World War II broke out went over to Germany, met with Hitler, came back and declared to the world that, a new world peace had been forged. And stating it as if it had some route to Ned Lamont, his position on Iraq, and I don't know, it's just ridiculous. This guy is, he's a champion of Joe Lieberman, but apparently only simply because Joe Lieberman supported, President Bush on his stance on Iraq. It's a heinous article. And
well, they always go to that. I mean, they always go to this whole thing about how you're aiding the enemy, you must be a communist. That stuff is so old. But I get emails from people who will pull that on me. Like, will stumble across the radio station, listen to the show, become enraged, and then send me, like, a whole series of emails calling me names, and then somewhere inevitably in those series of emails, they'll claim I'm a communist. And it's like, okay, that worked in like 1955.
Yeah.
That worked like in 1952.
When by calling you a communist, the McCarthyites could come and, they're coming to take me away. Oh,
yeah. I mean, this is 2006. No one buys that crap anymore. Yeah. And who cares if Ned Lamont's mother was a socialist? It doesn't mean Ned Lamont was a socialist. I mean, how many people out there, would say, well, my parents are devout Jews or my parents are devout Catholics, but well, I'm kind of a non-practicing Catholic or non-practicing Jew, or my parents are Republicans, but I'm Democratic. I mean,
yeah,
it's like,
I was raised a Catholic, but now I have a respect for religion and God, but I'm not a Catholic. And who's to persecute someone for saying that?
I mean, it's just ridiculous. But you know what? It's once again, it's one of those places that they go when they have nowhere else to go, when they have no other fight to put up, and no other facts. And those people who are living, there are people who are living this delusion about our involvement over there and are pretending that people like Ned Lamont and like you and like me and everybody else that we're aiding the enemy. And I mean, that's the only argument. You know what it is? Let me tell you. Let me put it to you this way, because I'm running out of time here. You know what it is? It's a form of control. That's what it is. It's a way to get you to shut up. That's basically what it's about.
Well, and I can understand that if it was coming from Karl Rove, but this is supposedly an independent I mean, that's why I wonder if he's just simply paid by Karl Rove.
Well, I don't know, but that's not a news. That's not a major newspaper, because I used to live in that area, and it's
not. I understand.
I mean, the guy's
listen,
a crackpot.
If anybody wants to check it out, I know you got to get going, but Google News search Naive Ned Lamont, and it'll pop up, and read it. It takes about 3 minutes, and it's heinous.
All right, John, you got it, man.
Have a great day, Jay. Thanks for everything.
You got it. Thanks. Thanks for calling in. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? We have the cost of abalone coming up.
At Thunder Mountain of Denver, see Colorado's biggest and best selection of certified pre-owned Harley-Davidsons and brand new Thunder Mountain custom cycle. Ride home on a bike today and enjoy a free trip for two
to Las Vegas.
Thunder Mountain of Denver,
with the best pricing,
the best financing,
and all bikes fully serviced
and ready to roll.
Right now, take advantage of financing for up to 120 months.
No money down and no interest for up to 6 months on select Thunder Mountain custom cycles
with approved credit.
Thunder Mountain of Denver, off I-70 in Pecos
and online at thundermountainofdenver.com.
The biggest motorsport event of 2006 is here. The Rocky Mountain Muscle Car and Truck Festival. Watch the baddest names in the monster truck world face off.
Barefoot, Carolina Crusher, Monster Patrol, and more.
Monster truck rides with the Colorado Crusher.
Mud races.
Truck pulls.
Wet t-shirt contests.
Show and shine with hot rods.
Muscle cars.
4x4s and much more. August 26th and 27th at Island Grove Park. Tickets through Tickets West or any King Supers location. Sponsored by Flowmaster. Fine Line Signs and Graphics. Summit Racing and Rocky Mountain Mobile Truck Service.
Saturday, August 26th from 10 to 2. 3 miles west of I-25 at Highway 7 and Lowell Boulevard. For more info, visit anthemcolorado.com.
HD Radio!
Sir, they'll be asking you about high definition.
High fidelity?
High definition, sir. Mm-hmm. It's the latest in radio.
High definal.
High definition, sir.
So,
makes AM as clear as FM?
How's the definition?
Not quite.
What's this Higley definer mean for FM?
You don't want to know, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD. Find out more on AM760.net.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with Cityboy 284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about a good story, especially a life story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can, Volvo, for life. As part of Volvo's year-end sales event, lease a new S60 2.5T for $349 a month for 36 months. $33.39 due its owning. Taxes, title and registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
8:51, it's 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up here. And you know what? If you are not a pampered bedwetting liberal as John Marshall of the Beaupré campaign claims that, you know, those of us who are progressives and liberals, that's, you know, basically what we are. If you're not one of those, and you work hard for a living and to make ends meet, particularly, and you own your own home, but you're buried under a sea of credit card debt, and much of this nation is, there is a way out. It's the Mortgage Store. They've got a great low rate for you. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.99%. For a 30-year fixed rate, call the Mortgage Store right now, 303-423-7171. Because here's the thing. You got to consolidate these bills. And if you act quickly and call now, you can defer your next two house payments. So call the Mortgage Store right now, 303-423-7171. The Federal Reserve has raised rates 16 times in the past months. What that means is your minimum payments on your credit cards have doubled. Consolidate those high-interest credit cards. Take advantage of the 5.99% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage offered by the Mortgage Store. Call them at 303-423-7171. You know what? They're a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and best service, even if you've had credit problems in the past, and who hasn't, they can get you a great mortgage. Plus, you know what? You can save money on your home loan and get rid of those high-interest credit cards. Call the Mortgage Store now at 303-423-7171. They're a direct lender. There is no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday, too. Call them now, 303-423-7171, the Mortgage Store. Get yourself out from underneath those debts, and man, you know what? You'll feel a lot better.
Our children are our future. We're the Urban League of Metropolitan Denver, and we're expanding our 60-year legacy by giving our children a free, cutting-edge online education.
It creates an individual learning plan for the students.
By partnering with local churches and Hope Online, we're offering customized learning for students K-5 through 12. Give your child hope.
Come check out Hope. Give Hope a chance.
Visit denverurbanleague.org. For details, call the Urban League at 303-388-5861, extension 115.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right. Good morning. It's 8:54. High today, 88. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. AM 760. Progressive Talk. It's open phones. Let's go to those phones. And we go to Dave, who's been hanging on in the Lakewood. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, this is Dave.
Hey, Dave.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Well, I'd just like to talk about this new Republican setup we have over the last few years where they've downsized all of the services. A simple thing is going to get your driver's license renewed. Yesterday morning I went to 20th and near 20th and DePue or 20th and Pierce. It's where their main facility is to renew your driver's license. I got there about 10 minutes after 8 and found out that there was a line out the place 50 people long before they ever opened the doors. So I took a number, and they, by 8:20, they were at number 11. I kind of did the math, and I figured with breaks and everything, I might get out of there at 2 o'clock. So I left, and I went over to the Jefferson County Taj Mahal there, and I walked in. Very little business going on, but they don't do driver's licenses anymore. And I can't go to the one across the street from my house anymore because they closed it down.
Well, wait a minute. If you're trying to renew your license, can't you do that by mail?
You can download a form, but you still have to take care of it. But if you need to go in, I have a CDL. I have a Keep Current. I have to take a hazmat test and do other things, but... So they gave me a list of places to go. So at 6 o'clock this morning, I was at the one at Mississippi and about 1600 West near Tejon. And so I'm there. I'm the first one in line. And by 8 o'clock, there's 45 people in line.
Sure.
Yeah, I walked up and I start to go through the process. And unfortunately, I got a $50 bill in my pocket. And they said we don't take anything less than $20, so that's my bad. No bigger than $20 bill. But so I go up there to get my license, and I ask the guy, says, "Is this like this every day?" And he goes, "Every day."
You waited all that time in line. You get a then you show up. You're first in line, and they say we don't take anything bigger than a $20 bill.
Once I got inside the building, it's a big sign there that says, can't take any bills larger than 20. But I did talk to the guy, but I asked him, I says, "Is this like this every day?" And he says, "Every day." So we've closed down all these things, all these places where you can go get services. And that's how you go. Just to go in and renew your driver's license, that's what you got to look forward to.
Boy, man, I'm glad I renewed mine by mail. And, you know, it's a 50 people, and, you know, and they don't take anything larger than a $20 bill. That's disgusting. Dave, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Thanks. Thanks for the information.
Yeah.
All right, everybody hang on the line. Open phones will continue. I'll take all your calls right after the news. And I got one line open at 303-713-7600. You don't have to have a change for a 50, do you? Oh, this show doesn't take anything larger than the $5 bill.
Got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sounds even better with an HD radio. In high definition, we sound like an FM station.
Really?
Get all the details about HD radio on AM760.net.
Hear that? It's the sound of Gigi Dennis stifling Colorado's voices. Dennis is Secretary of State, and one of her jobs is to protect our political rights. Instead, Dennis is trying to muffle thousands of Coloradans. Teachers, nurses, firefighters, workers of all kinds.
Stop them.
Do it now.
Hear that? That's the sound of the party bosses ordering Gigi Dennis around. She's doing their bidding instead of protecting our rights. Dennis issued a ruling that snuffs out the right to political speech and public action for people just like you. Arrogant, arbitrary, unaccountable. That's the Dennis decision. And it's as terrible as it sounds. Hear that? That's the sound of Coloradans demanding action. Gigi Dennis has transformed the Secretary of State's office from guardian of our voting rights into a partisan snake pit. She should reverse her decision and apologize to us all. We can't wait to hear that.
Paid for by Clear Peak, Colorado.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Dramatic voices from America's darkest day.
It's so hot. I'm burning up.
Melissa Doy trapped on the 83rd floor of World Trade Center's South Tower on the morning of 9/11, desperate, pleading with an emergency operator to stay with her.
I'm going to die.
Ma'am, say your prayers. We're going to think positive because you got to help each other get off the floor.
I'm
now,
stay calm.
You're doing a good job, ma'am.
Doy did die. The recording is part of the remaining New York City Fire Department emergency and dispatch calls in the wake of a lawsuit to force their release. There is breaking news from Boston this morning where a United Airlines flight from London to Washington, flight 923, has been diverted. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr has details.
A woman on board became very upset. It's not clear what she was upset about, but she's been described as hysterical, perhaps claustrophobic. In any case, there was a confrontation on board, probably involving other passengers, just a disruption. The pilots, who were in command of the plane, obviously, took note of that and immediately declared an in-air emergency as a precaution.
The Transportation Security Administration says fighter jets were scrambled, but they did not escort the plane to Logan. The 182 passengers have left the jet. Their carry-on bags are being searched. Investigators are in a closed London court today, making their case that the 23 alleged bomb plotters picked up last week be kept behind bars. Under new British terrorism laws, suspects can be held for up to 28 days without being charged.
I'm Larry Miller in London. After meeting and briefing fellow European interior ministers about the alleged terror plot to blow up U.S.-bound passenger planes, British Home Secretary John Reid said,
"What is clear to all of us is that we face a persistent and very real threat across Europe."
The Europeans agreed to research new explosives, including liquid explosives, and to make the Internet a hostile environment for terrorists.
Diplomats have traveled to Beirut to hammer out details leading to the deployment of an international peacekeeping force. Israeli troops are still pulling back from positions in the south. The reconstruction of bombed-out areas being spearheaded by the group that Israel had sought to drive out.
I'm Kristen Gillespie in southern Beirut, where residents of this suburb are praising Hezbollah for their efficient efforts in trying to clean up the rubble and getting people into housing as quickly as possible. pretty much everybody is saying that there's no government official to help clean up, to help get the homeless into housing, and that Hezbollah is not only providing these services, they're providing them incredibly quickly.
Late word of new bloodshed in Iraq today, a pair of car bombs killing 10 and wounding 43 others in the southern city of Basra. The governor's offices were laid siege by gunmen bent on avenging yesterday's killing of a tribal leader. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is ahead 54, the Nasdaq up 13. This is CBS News.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving. Over the limit. Under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba?
Uh-oh, got a split.
Oh, bye.
No, I got a split in half. You know, us amoebas always growing.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you while you're still growing.
Great, because here I go. Much better.
Well, you can both visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Larimer County investigators to ask that child abuse charges be filed today against the father of a boy believed to have drowned in Carter Lake. Authorities say Gil Smith put the two-year-old in a tow tube and pulled it at speeds of 30 miles an hour. They say they became suspicious after getting conflicting stories. Search and rescue crews have found a small plane about 4 miles west of Kremlin in Grand County. There are two survivors thought to be a 35-year-old man and a 5-year-old. We're hearing that only minor injuries have been reported. And time is running out for the 150 animals at the Wild Animal Sanctuary near Denver, one of the biggest in the nation. After 27 years, the nonprofit facility is forced to close its doors because of dwindling donations. Now the sanctuary is trying to find homes for the animals, but it doesn't know if it can afford to take care of them until then.
The thing is, these guys keep on eating, and they eat between 6,000 and 7,000 pounds of raw meat a week, and that costs about $5,000 a week to take care of those.
The sanctuary's Tony Scalera. For more information, you can go to wildanimalsanctuary.org. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we're starting to see a nice end of the drive here. Still trying to wrap up on this accident, though. Southbound I-25 near 104th. That's keeping that traffic up in the north end. Still a little busy, a little heavier as you get past the scene of the crash. It'll open up by the time you reach Thornton Parkway and head towards the downtown area. We're still stacked up from earlier problems we had at 20th Street. That's long since cleared off the highway. Still busy drive from 38th through Spear. As far as I-25 north and south through T-Rex, you're wide open there. Southbound 225's cleared up. Still a little busy on the approach to I-25, but overall a pretty good increase in speeds for north and southbounders getting outside of Aurora. Looks like both directions of the Boulder Turnpike back to normal. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy, slight.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, second time I've called you, second time I've gotten on. Amazing.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Hey, have you noticed what the Republicans are throwing out for our candidates anymore? First off, we have a moron in the White House that, you know, all he does is he sits there and lies to you and then says you're either with me or you're against me. Now we have Bupre running for our governor's house. Here's a guy. He flip-flops on all kinds of stuff. He talks about wanting to be strong, strong benefits for our vets, and then he votes against them every time he gets a chance. You know, we voted for Amendment C, overwhelmingly passed it, and he's telling the voters here that we don't know what we're voting on. He tells us that we don't know what's good for us. Is this leadership?
Well, I think it's arrogance.
It's nothing but arrogance. Isn't it funny also that this 911? Now I know there was a lawsuit, and this is why the 911.
Yeah, this is the New York Times. This is a New York Times lawsuit.
Right, but isn't it awful funny that this is coming out before the next cycle of elections?
No, because this is a thing that's been winding its way through the courts. So no, it's not. As much as I'd like to say that it's fear mongering on the part of the GOP. Which they're doing plenty of on their own without these tapes, but no, it's the New York Times going to court to try to get it done, to get the tapes released, and the judge ruled in their favor, so they got to be released. I just don't want to. I don't want to listen to them.
Well, who needs to listen to them? You know what these people are calling in and talking about.
Well, there's some people who are. I'll bet you we get some people who would call and want to hear it.
Well, that's just sick. I'm sorry. But it all does keep playing into this perpetual, we have to govern through fear. We don't have a plan on how to lead America out of the horrible financial situation we're in. We don't have a plan to lead America out of Iraq, which is helping to bankrupt America. We don't have plans to help anyone but the corporations of America. So let's throw some more fear out here. Let's tell the voters how stupid they are for voting for things like Amendment C, which is going to help provide services, like the gentleman before who was talking about all the DMV places being closed. We're taxpayers. We have to have services. That's why we pay for our taxes. And this is the kind of leadership we're getting. It's not leadership. It's all this arrogance and elitism, and they say that this is good. Ever since Ronnie got in back in the 80s and basically started destroying labor unions, telling everyone that, government's bad. Well, when you have things like this oil pipeline up in Alaska with rust corrosion that's had to have been building up over the years, they obviously didn't follow the rules that they're supposed to be following by inspecting all this properly. When you have a government that's disassembling all the leadership that's disassembling all the regulations to make sure these things aren't happening, where is that doing the American people?
Well, it's not, but they don't care about the American people. What they care about is they care about moneyed lobbyists, and they care about their big business interests and their big business connections, and it's a joke. It's an Orwellian joke that they would say that that we're rich elitist snobs and that we're pampered elitist snobs, like John Marshall of Beaupre's campaign is trying to make that point. When in reality, I would say this to any moderate, I would say this to any Republican, I would say this to any conservative. Okay, go look who contributes to what, go break down who gets the most corporate money, and you'll see time and time again that it's Republicans, and Republicans are beholden to their masters, which is the big corporate dollar. Michael, thank you, man.
Have a good one.
Okay. Let's go to TJ in Aurora. TJ, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hey.
This is TJ.
Hi.
For the most part, I enjoy your program. I listen to it very often. But what I want to say is, let me give you a little background, okay? I am a registered Democrat, being registered for more than 20 years, and I voted strictly along party lines. I'm a military guy. I spent more than 24 years on active duty. And what my concerns are is Mr. Bill Ritter's behavior while he was DA. Now, insofar as the Republicans are concerned, I have no regard for Mr. Beaupre or his choice for lieutenant governor. I do not believe that those two individuals are capable of leading this state. I really do not. I will never vote for Mr. Beaupre or his choice for lieutenant governor. Now, when it comes to Mr. Ritter, I do not like the way that he handled the police shooting concerning the African-American teenager. I really do not. And he needs to really explain that to the public, and why did he reach and give some good rationale why he reached the decision that he did to not prosecute the cop that did the shooting. Because one of the police officers who was on the scene asked the cop who did the shooting to use the taser, and the guy who did the shooting did not do that. He killed the teenager, who was a mentally retarded male. I think that that needs to be really explained by Mr. Ritter, and he needs to come in, which I believe, with clean hands. I do not believe in calling him names, because I don't like for people to call me names, and I've been called a lot of names. Name calling is not good, and I agree with you on that issue. But Mr. Ritter must give some substantive reasoning why he has done as he why he has behaved so with most every police shooting that occurred with minorities. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, to respond to you, I'll ask him, number one, when I have him on, and hopefully I'll have him on tomorrow. We tried to get him this morning, but he's tied up. So I'll ask him about that. That's number one. And then number two, you know, the thing is, and I've always said this, and I happen to like Bill Ritter. Do I agree with him on everything? No. But do I agree with everybody on everything? No. But I've said this time and time again, and I'll continue to say it. You know what? 75 to 80% of something is better than 100% of nothing. And the problem here is, what you're going to run into is that no matter who runs, no matter what the story is, you, I, everybody else, we are never going to get 100% of what we want.
Understand.
I mean, I don't care who the person is. It's very rare. I mean, occasionally you'll have it happen. Occasionally somebody will come forward to run, and you'll think to yourself, man, you know what? They are the greatest, and I agree with them all the way down the line and everything that's going on. But the alternative to Mr. Ritter and Miss O'Brien is Beaupre and this horrid Janet Roland, who has this totally and completely out of the mainstream vision of America. So what do you do? Do you not vote for him, and you put Beaupre and Roland in by sitting home? I mean, to me, I understand exactly where you're coming from. I understand where the African-American woman who called me up this morning, I understand where she's coming from, although I, like you, think that the name-calling was excessive. I'll ask him about that and try to get the best answer I can. But once again, and I've argued with people in email about this, once again, what is the alternative? The alternative is that, you're just never going to find somebody that you totally and 100% agree with. It's just not going to happen. And the alternative is this horror show of this extreme, out-of-the-mainstream thought woman who's running.
Yeah, Jay, I agree with you about alternative. And I think I addressed that when I said that I will never vote for Mr. Beaupre or his choice for lieutenant governor.
Well, I wasn't speaking about you particularly. I was speaking about people who are listening.
Right, right. I understand that because we are obviously on the radio. But what I'm saying is that in reference to what you've just said, human nature tells me that I will never get totally everything I want from a candidate. But these issues are bedrock. They strike at the heart of a culture, and he has to put forth some substantial evidence, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm not going to allow the Republicans, if I can, by my one vote, I'm not going to allow them to take over the government again, because I think we really understand and see what this administration has done to this country. And I detest everything that they've done. And just like you've said, I don't see anything that this administration has done properly, from the tax, from the gas, from the war in Iraq, from the telling of the truth, from the happenings in Niger, what they spoke about the CIA agent and revealed her. That's criminal. I can never in my right mind vote for a party that behaves in such evil manner.
Yeah.
I'm talking about.
I would agree, and I maintain, which I've maintained all along.
Yeah.
That you and I are in the mainstream; they're out of the mainstream.
Yeah, I can never do that. But I want Mr. Ritter to come in with clean hands and give me some understanding of what he's doing. But I will not vote for Mr. Beaupre or his choice for Lieutenant Governor.
All right,
thank you, Jay.
Fair enough, and I'll ask him first chance I get. How about
Please
that?
Please do, okay?
All right, thanks, TJ.
Okay, now. Bye.
Appreciate it. One line open at 303-713-7600. We're hoping to have Bill Ritter on tomorrow to respond about Janet Roland, and I'll ask him those questions. But, as much as you try, you're never going to get 100% of what you want. I back Bill Ritter fully because both ways, Bob, to me, is no choice at all. And now with this woman, Janet Roland, which we talked about in the first 2 hours of the show, I got to tell you.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
The voice of Deep Purple, and to many, the voice of rock and roll. Coors Light Live presents Ian Gillan. Ian Gillan, live in a rare concert appearance September 19th at the Gothic Theater. Often imitated, never duplicated. Ian Gillan in his first solo tour of the United States. A rare and up-close evening with one of the greatest rock and roll singers of all time. Ian Gillan singing his own solo material and classics from Deep Purple. Celebrate a lifetime of rock and roll with Ian Gillan. September 19th at the Gothic Theater. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets, HOB.com or 303-830-TIXS. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Since I put Regency Bristol Windows in my home, I've saved thousands of dollars on my energy bills. They guarantee that you will save at least 47% on yours, too. For a limited time, the best window on the market is offered at an additional off-season discount. It's the best time ever to get the Regency Bristol Window on your home. Call 303-233-0833 now or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Wind power in your home. It's pretty much a wind-wind situation. This anniversary offer is limited. Visit McStain.com for details. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'd like to get a McStain home, but the problem is, in this business, you just don't know. You know, here today, gone tomorrow. 9:23, 23 minutes after 9, high today, 88, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Although I got to tell you, I always thought that I would be, I never imagined that I would ever fall out of love with Chicago and be so in love with Denver and the Denver area and Boulder and Colorado. But Mary and I missed it the whole time we were gone, and the chance to come back. And, you know, if anything ever happens here, maybe I'll just get out of radio.
Well, Jay, you know what they say. You may be on the air for only 4 hours a day, but the other 20 hours you're worried about losing your job or somebody else taking it from you.
Right. Well, that's true. But then again, if I don't have something to worry about, then I don't feel normal, as Mary would say. Okay, cost of abalone was how much?
Well, I found this place called the Abalone Farm, and you can order it online. A one-pound gift pack. This is includes a one-pound net weight of tenderized, vacuum-packed abalone steaks, four cleaned abalone shells and recipes, $105.
Woo.
That includes overnight delivery. I imagine you have to have the overnight delivery for that. A two-and-a-half-pound gift pack costs $199.
It says steaks. How many do you get?
It says just 1 pound net weight of tenderized vacuum-packed abalone steaks. So I imagine it's...
So you get a pound
of steaks.
I
don't know. I've never seen abalone packaged.
For $105. All right, here's Heather in Longmont for the dark side of abalone, I think. Heather, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Well, I'm not some spoiler who's against eating meat, but I am an ecologist, and I heard you talking about abalone, so I decided to do a little research. I've checked on a database called NatureServe Explorer that tracks species, plant and animal, in the U.S. and Canada. And according to them, there are four types of abalone: black, pinto, red, and white. And at least two of those are in pretty serious shape. The white abalone was actually put on the endangered species list in 2005. And the pinto abalone is also in pretty rough shape. And basically, it's not listed, but it is one that they're concerned about. And also, the black abalone is a species of concern. But what's happened with these is that there was a lot of over-harvesting back in the 1970s that kind of caused the populations to crash. And so due to that, now they're very vulnerable to both harvesting and also natural causes that might cause them to go out, like diseases, or also they are food for sea otters. And so one of the comments they had on here was that the, reintroducing otters has also introduced more predators on the abalone. The other thing that's kind of bad about the high cost is that it encourages a lot of illegal harvesting, which is also obviously bad for the populations. So I just thought people might want to know a little bit about that before they go out and decide to pig out on abalone.
Who can afford to pig out on it?
Yeah, I know. Well, it did say on here that they haven't had a lot of success with culturing it and farming it. And at least for the pinto abalone, up in Canada, they had a fisheries ban on it, and it said even despite that, that the populations aren't really rebounding from that. So something to think about, maybe.
Well, I guess I'll skip it then. I guess I'll stick with peanut butter and jelly.
Well, yeah, it's good for people to be aware of things like that when they're making their choices.
So you think I'd be a sinner if I even had just a little taste?
No, I don't. I don't at all. You know, I'm an ecologist, but I don't think it's wrong to eat meat, but I think, you know, it's good to just be informed about what you're doing. Maybe just have a little bit, but I don't think everyone should go out on some big abalone binge. I mean, ideally, we'd all be eating bison that would be roaming around Colorado, right?
Yeah, I don't think most of us, though, could afford to binge on this stuff. If you go by what John was saying on the cost of it, I don't know how much it would cost to get it in a local restaurant here, such as some of the places that were named off earlier. I don't think most of us can afford to binge on anything these days, and certainly not that. And now, since you bring this up, then it makes it even more of a problem. I'll put it this way. I'm not ordering it online at $105. And then the other thing is I'm not going to go out of my way to go have it. So, you know, I just have memories of having it when I was a kid, and you got to remember that that was a long time ago. So it was like, we're talking in the 60s. I mean,
it sounds
early 60s.
Like in the 70s, everybody was eating it a bunch, according to what I read here.
Well, I guess
it must be good. Everyone liked it.
Well, the answer is you got to leave it up to everybody's own individual choice.
Yep.
So, you know, leave it up to your conscience on whether you want to eat abalone or not, I guess is the best way to put it. But I would think that it would be cost prohibitive. That's basically what I would think. I mean, I don't have $105 to order a pound of abalone steaks online. Have you got $105 for that?
Nope. Probably for the best, but the high pricing, you know, the higher the cost, the more incentive there is for people to go out illegally.
Yeah, illegally and peddle it, but I don't even have the money to buy it illegally.
Well, good.
So I'm out of the picture. I'm not a bedwetting pampered liberal, as John Marshall would say.
We're all going to have more money when we oust the Republicans.
Yeah, I hope so. Thanks, Heather. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
Okay. I'm going to squeeze one more in here. Let me go to Jeremy in Fort Collins. Jeremy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Jeremy, hello? You there?
Yeah, hi. You there?
Yeah, hit it.
Okay. I was going to talk to you about, there was earlier this past week, there was an Amber Alert that was sent out for a few illegals. Their father was, or not their father, but the wife's boyfriend was because of a sex offense earlier on in the year.
Right.
I wanted to comment on that. I mean, we called off the Amber Alert after about 8 hours. 8.5 hours, they just called it off because they thought that, well, they're going across the country line back to Mexico, so what's the use of keeping it alive? Not to discount the prior week's happenings, but what happened the prior week, you're aware of that little standoff with another Amber Alert involving a father and his son. And they gave that all the immediate attention they could. Now, I wanted to get your opinion on if you think that them being illegals had anything to do with the short term of that Amber Alert, And what's the difference between a life? It's a life is a life, regardless if it's a legal life or not.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with it. You know what? If I had to guess, and I don't know because I never talked to anybody, but if I had to guess, I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that it was illegal. But it was an illegal. I think it has to do with the fact that they must have had information that this guy, this sex predator, had left Colorado with the kids and was out of the state, so it wouldn't do any good. I mean, okay. That's what I would base it on. I don't think you could ever get away with making a public decision like that, because if it backfired on you and they found the kids, for instance, harmed or even unharmed in the state of Colorado, somebody would have to answer for that, and I just don't think anybody would make that kind of a decision.
All right. Okay, thanks, Jay.
All right, thank you, man.
Yep.
I'm just not that cynical. All right, so Aaron O'Neill, so you heard about the abalone. It's endangered, and it's $105 for a pound of steak, abalone steaks.
Uh-huh.
I guess we're not having abalone.
Well, you know, a stack of pancakes is much cheaper.
Oh, jeez. What? $2.
$2.
But pancakes aren't a delicacy.
They aren't.
Do you eat pancakes every day? Is that what the story is?
Well, I don't eat them every day, but they are a nice treat every now and then.
Do you eat breakfast in the morning before you come in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, breakfast is my favorite meal of the day.
Man, I hardly eat anything before I come in. And then you know what happens about 8:30, 8:30. I'm starving. I'm hungry now.
See, it's the most important meal of the day. You should be eating breakfast before you come in.
So what do you have in the morning?
This morning I had oatmeal. Oatmeal and a grapefruit.
Ugh. God. No, oatmeal's okay, I guess. I just can't eat anything that early in the morning.
Yeah, a lot of people can, I guess.
You know, and then you pay for it. Then you pay for it later on in the day. But I have bad dietary habits anyway, so I got to clean up my dietary habits. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm under threat from my doctor to like fix my act.
Oh.
Which I'm working on it.
Okay.
But you know, oatmeal that early in the morning. You get up later, though, than I do. I get up earlier than you.
That's true. That's very true.
So try eating oatmeal at 3 o'clock in the morning. What would you think about having a nice bowl of steaming oatmeal at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Delicious.
Oh, we can eat oatmeal anytime. Are you one of those people that eats oatmeal anytime?
No, it's strictly a breakfast food, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's your did I ask you this? What's your all-time favorite food is?
Yeah, you did. Pancakes.
That's right. I did ask you that. Okay, well, see what happens when you don't eat breakfast and your memory slips.
It's a very exciting life I lead.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you get a side of bacon with that?
I like sausage. I like sausage links, not the patties.
You like to eat swine, do you? Did you ever see that in a Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
I don't eat swine.
Yeah.
you wouldn't eat Arnold the pig, would you? Oh, Lord. All right, well, it's been a pretty decent morning traffic-wise, hasn't it?
Hasn't been too bad. It looks like everything's back to normal here. And even that slowing we usually catch southbound I-25 across downtown, back to normal. Speeds look good, 38 to Spear. No delays for I-25 through T-Rex. Looks like 6th Avenue, I-70, C-470, all loosened up back up to speed. Same with southbound 225. There's construction on Arapaho Road, and we are seeing delays for eastbound Arapaho right in between I-25 and Yosemite. It's even starting to affect that southbound I-25 exit ramp, so something to keep in mind throughout the day. Weather for today, partly cloudy. A chance for an afternoon shower is possible, up to 87 for a high. We've warmed up to 75 already. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says, got a buck? Get a truck at Freeway and Longmont Ford. $1 down and lease a new 06 Explorer or F-150 4x4.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret. Developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
From guardian of our voting rights into a partisan snake pit, she should reverse her decision and apologize to us all. We can't wait to hear that.
P4 by Clear Peak, Colorado.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 9 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. High today, 88, partly sunny with some thunderstorms. When did it hail? Did it hail yesterday? Day before? Yeah, Mary got hailed on. I wasn't outside, though, when that was going on. All right, let's go back to the phones. We go to Monty in Denver. Monty, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, did you hang up on me?
No.
Oh, there you are. I'm sorry, I lost you for a second.
You thought you were on the dreaded line one, but you're not.
I did. I was sitting here thinking, oh, God, I hope I'm not on line one. I've been waiting for a while.
No, you're not on line one. You're fine.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was listening earlier this morning. We were talking about Bob Beaupre's running mate.
Right.
And, I don't think he pulled her out of thin air. I think it's the unseen hand of Karl Rove in all of this. She's been carefully selected and focus tested. You know, obviously she represents a big block of people down in Colorado Springs. I can't even remember her name right now because I call her Jane Dobson. I think
Janet Rowland?
Janet Rowland. Well, I call her Jane Dobson. I know you don't like the name call, but we got to stop bringing a knife to a gunfight here.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily name calling. When I'm talking about name calling, I'm talking about using things like, coward, gutless, John Marshall's, bedwetting liberals, defeatists. I mean, she mirrors the thoughts of James Dobson, and she is a part of the very, very radical authoritarian religious right.
Absolutely, and I think she was chosen for that exact reason. I saw a photo of them somewhere. I think it was online, and they're embracing as if they're husband and wife. I don't think that was an error either. I think that's intentional because that's one of the pillars of the conservative message, right, that they're for traditional family values, whatever that might be. I just finished Paul Waldman's book. I don't know if you've read it, Being Right is Not Enough.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, I think he's right on. I think that really resonated for me because I think he really has the right idea that we need to stop reciting a laundry list of our facts because the facts are on our side, and the Republicans know that. That's why they're constantly crafting a message that's all about emotional appeal, and that we need to learn from their example and start tying our facts to a big cohesive narrative that both says who we are and also defines them as who they are.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I think Paul Waldman's an extremely smart guy. I mean, that's why we have him on here, he and Jameson Fosher both. And I think that, the book was great. I mean, I read it and loved it, and I think everybody should read it, and I think he's right. But the question for me, at least, is that the right wing engages in so much name calling and so much divisiveness and friction, and it's like they can't discuss an issue from from any kind of a logical, factual point of view. They just get crazy, and I don't know that if mirroring that behavior.
I wonder how many people
in the public in general are just getting tired of it.
Well, I think they are getting tired of it, but I think it's also effective. And I'm not saying we just have to name call, but we don't have to be afraid to step away from a tough fight.
No, I don't think anybody. I don't think anybody's saying that, and I'm certainly not saying it. But what I'm saying is, I'm talking about confronting them, but I'm talking about not calling them out on it. Not participating in it by simply, it used to be that we used to laugh that stuff off and we used to not have any response, but instead stepping up to the plate and having a response, which is, that's just extremism, and it's not going, and we're not dealing with, we're not dealing with the subject in hand, and let's deal with the subject in hand, and if you're convinced you're right, then show me some examples, because it seems to me that they've had control of things for an awful long time, and can people honestly say we're better off now than we were, say, 5, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, 8 years ago?
No, absolutely not. But, they're really good at telling a story. They're telling a story
we should tell stories, too, and we should get into that, too, but I think our chief problem is that we give too much ground to them instead of calling them out on their BS and forcing them to have to examine what they've just said, like Dick Cheney making those comments about Lamont. I mean, it's like, you step up to the plate, or Lieberman making those comments, and you say, hey. But the fact of the matter is, nothing you have said has turned out to be true.
Absolutely.
And I can go, you know, a litany of things, starting with the insurgency is in its last throes. I mean, what have you said over the last, since our involvement in Iraq and prior to our involvement in Iraq, what have you said that has been true? I mean,
yeah, I agree with you there.
And you know what the answer would be? The answer is they don't have anything. So if you get a hardcore...
Plus we see gay marriage suddenly raising its head again after, what, 4 years? 4 years ago during the election, that's all we could hear about, and then it went away because they didn't do anything about it, and they don't intend to.
No, it's just a talking point. It's just a talking point for them. But I wonder if it comes down to it. I wonder if it comes down to it, okay, if the majority of people in this state are going to want to talk about that, or are they going to want to talk about kids without health insurance, about education?
We need to tell that story. We need to get that story out there, and that's what we need to counter it with.
Yeah, I agree. I'm for confronting them 100%, and I'm for taking them head on because, to me, they have a very, very lousy track record. And now,
absolutely,
now they're not in the mainstream of American thought.
No, they're not, and we need to keep pointing that out. And I don't think she's in the mainstream either.
No, I don't think she's in the mainstream at all. I mean, I don't think most people agree with her, and I don't think most people see things as she does. And, we got to keep tagging them with it. And there are poll after poll after poll that's out there that supports the issues that we're interested in and that tells us from everything from health care to the war in Iraq that we're in the mainstream, and they're out of the mainstream, yet they keep characterizing us as being out of the mainstream. And for the most part, nobody ever, you know, says, well, you know, you're out of the mainstream. I mean, David Sirota did it to Ann Coulter on CNBC here a couple of weeks ago.
Sure.
He called her bluff on it, and she couldn't answer him. And so we ought to start doing the exact same thing.
Absolutely.
All right, Monty, I appreciate it. You and I are on the same page.
Can I say something real quick about the First Amendment?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Well, you had that guy on earlier as well who couldn't quote the First Amendment of the Constitution, and I know you had a little trouble with it, and I couldn't quote it either, so I went and looked it up. There's a great book called The Words We Live by Linda Monk, and it's kind of a narrative about the Constitution. And, you know, we used to have a state religion before this country was a country. It was the Puritan Church. And if you committed sins in the eyes of the Puritan Church, you could be tried in civil court and convicted. And in fact, Quakers were executed for practicing their religion. And if you know anything about Quakers, they're like the most laid back of all the Christian religions. There's a statue of a woman named Mary Dyer in Massachusetts who tells the whole story about this. So, you know, when people start talking about the separation of church and state, we tried it. We tried it before this country was a country. That's why that amendment is in the Constitution.
That's right.
Well,
you know,
we need to get that story out there.
Yeah,
well.
I think we need to too, and I think we need to talk about that. And that's and we eventually did go look it up, and I eventually did read it. You know, the fact is that her sitting there saying that there's no separation of church and state in the Constitution.
I guess
she'd be more comfortable living in a theocracy, and that's not the kind of person I'd want to put in office.
Yeah, me neither.
All right, pal. Take care.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Thousands of Colorado couples cannot achieve their dream of having a baby. You can help give the miracle of life. The Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine Egg Donor Program helps people achieve their dreams. If you are a non-smoking female between 19 and 32 and have some college education, you may be eligible to receive $5,000 for your time and commitment. Call 303-806-6732 or colloeggdonor.com. Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine, 303-806-6732 or colloeggdonor.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
You're a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and best service. Even if you've had some credit problems in the past, they can still get you a great fixed mortgage rate. And you know what? They're folks who will work with you every inch of the way. They'll stay with you every inch of the way from the very beginning to the very end, to closing. And as a direct lender, the mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees, no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. So check this out. Call the mortgage store at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Get clear of that plastic and get yourself some economic breathing room.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with CityBoy284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about a good story, especially a life story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can, Volvo, for life. As part of Volvo's year-end sales event, lease a new S60 2.5T for $349 a month for 36 months. $33.39 due at signing. Taxes, title, registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
High today, 88. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. You ready for this? On a flight between London and Boston, a 60-year-old woman became unruly, got into a confrontation. They had to escort the plane back to Logan International Airport in Boston with fighter jets, and everybody had to get off the plane. They are examining the baggage. They've got dogs going through the plane. What, John?
And I mean, it's not funny, but and the thing about it is CNN has had wall-to-wall coverage for about an hour and a half now of it.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing else going on except this lady that got a little unruly in a passenger airplane today.
And there's all these rumors that she had screwdriver and Vaseline and a couple of notes, and one of them was in Arabic, and the FBI denies that. And the Associated Press quotes a TSA official is denying that she had any of these things. And she had any prohibitive items on board. And you know what? How would you like to be on that flight? I mean, I hate to sound callous, but they should have just opened the door in midair and threw her off. Now everybody's got to get out, get another flight. What a mess.
And the guy that gets popped for like some small bag of marijuana in his suitcase that the dogs are sniffing out on the tarmac.
Yeah, they got everybody's baggage load. Now they're starting to load everybody's baggage up. But, I mean, a 60-year-old woman gets unruly. Now, how did she get unruly? What was she getting argumentative about? Unbelievable. People just cannot behave themselves. So what kind of punishment do you think she should get? Should she go to jail for that? Should she be banned from ever flying again? I mean, they're obviously not going to let her off scot-free. They're going to do something to her. And she's obviously broken the law. And the feds are all over the place. Okay, well, it's my vacation trip to England. Thank you very much, ma'am, for losing your temper. Hey, listen to the show on Friday, because we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to see the Denver Broncos take on the Tennessee Titans. That's on Saturday, August the 19th. And you got to be the seventh caller and answer a Broncos trivia question to correctly win. And we're going to do it about 7:20 in the morning. So that's coming up on Friday. All right, let me go to Pat in Longmont. Pat, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jane.
Just be thankful you're not on that plane.
Yeah, because she pushed me off.
Don't tell me you get unruly. You wouldn't get unruly.
Well, we don't know. We don't even know the full story of it, you know.
Well, what do you get unruly about? Like, you don't get a seat or what?
I just don't want to sit next to you on an airplane because, for heaven's sakes, I don't want to get pushed off.
I was just being facetious about that.
I know. I'm just joking. It was funny. I have a weird sense of humor.
Yeah, me too. But you know what? I mean, what do you get? How do you get unruly on it? What would you get unruly about?
You know, maybe they're over exaggerating it. I mean, they're using anything they can nowadays to, you know, muster up some kind of defense for their terrorism. So we don't really know what really happened. We weren't sitting there and. It's hard to trust mainstream media anymore. I mean, that's my personal feeling.
Well, I agree with that, too, but I think there's going to be an awful lot of people that are going to be angry over this. And also, too, you know what? The airlines loses money. I mean, the whole damn thing is a mess. You know, she better have a good reason. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe she didn't take some medication that she needed. I mean, we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I guess
yet.
We'll find out as the day goes on, won't we?
Yeah, and they could even blow it up bigger than it was. You know, they like doing that nowadays. Like Turk said, there has to be other things happening in our world today just besides that.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
I called to make praise to the black gentleman who called on the telephone. He was a very thoughtful, heartfelt person. I mean, I thought he laid out his talk very wisely, you know, and I just wanted to say that he did a really good job. He got a standing ovation at our house when he was finished speaking.
Yeah, I thought he did. I thought, as opposed to the first woman who called up, I thought he did a real good job, and I thought TJ was real. Real rational, and we'll have Bill Ritter on tomorrow probably.
Yeah,
and we'll ask him.
Yeah, because it sounds like Mr. Ritter needs to address that. There's segments of the population that want some answers to that. And, you know, I think we as Democrats need to even hold our representatives accountable and their feet to the fire and not just be lemmings as we claim that the right is. And I think that's what that Lieberman vote was all about. Democrats are tired of not having the people that they think they voted in office represent their views. And I think that the nation's going to see more and more of that. I think Democrats are getting tired of not feeling represented, too. And personally, I'm pretty angry at our Senator Salazar for still supporting Lieberman. I mean, what kind of Democrat is that? Do you know
what
I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I was looking at a website yesterday, which I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, but it had those senators who were lined up, Democratic senators who were lined up to support Ned Lamont, and then it had those who were lined up to support Lieberman, and only Mark Pryor of Arkansas and Ken Salazar were in that list.
Well, I've had issues with Salazar for a very long time, so I think his actions speak volumes.
I do, too. Thanks, Pat.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye, Jay.
Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
You, too. See you later. All right, let's go to Alan in Denver. Alan, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
Back to your comments earlier about the gasoline and the cost and such. Have you ever heard of adding acetone to the gasoline to improve mileage?
I'm not adding anything to gasoline to improve my mileage because with my luck it would screw my engine up.
Okay, well.
That stuff scares me, and I'm not so sure that those claims actually work, you know?
Well, they do.
Well, I guess I'll just have to suffer. Because I'm scared. I'm scared to put anything in there.
Yeah, well, that's part of what they put ethanol in the fuel. You should be more scared of that.
I am. I don't like ethanol being in there either.
Ethanol attracts water, and then water does damage to the whole thing.
Right. That's exactly right. You're correct about that.
There's a website called LubeDev, like lubedevelopment.com, LubeDev. And click on smart gas and additive, and there's a long dissertation there about adding acetone and xylene in like 2 to 3 ounces per 10 gallons. And what that does, it helps the fuel burn more efficiently and more longer. And it also helps negate the water that's attracted to the fuel because of the ethanol. This guy has been using this for about 50 years. He's an older guy, and that's just his paper. And there are a number of articles on this subject, which I've been doing, following and reading over the last few years, and it works. I get 3 to 4 miles per gallon better with acetone, and then with adding xylene the same amounts to the 10 gallons, I actually get another 3 to 4 miles more gallon.
Yeah, I'm just wary of that, man. I'm really wary of putting anything in there that's not not authorized. You know, I really am.
Well, and read the article, and there's a reason. You know, it's
all right, I'll go check it out.
It's good stuff.
I'll go check it out and see.
Take care.
Okay, have a good day. That's it. Tomorrow morning, you know what? If you're a fan of Lou Dobbs, tomorrow morning is a must listen about Mr. Dobbs and white supremacists. Plus, we hope to have Bill Ritter on.
The only number you need to know is 3037 Windows.
Save big on beautiful, energy-efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Now buy one window, get the second window for $1.
The only number you need to know is 3037 Windows.
In the universe of guitar players, everywhere you go, his footprints are already there. Jeff Beck.